Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Ohio State's football team landing a record 7 players on the Sporting News All-America list today. First team selections, linebacker Sonny Styles, receiver Jeremiah Smith, safety Caleb Downs, and defensive lineman Caden McDonald. Landing on the second team, defensive lineman Caden Curry, receiver Carnell Tate, linebacker Arbel Reese. Ohio University today fired football coach Brian Smith over engaging in what they're calling serious misconduct. Smith was in his first full season as Bobcats coach and was placed on leave December 1st. And while Ohio is preparing for the Frisco Bowl against UNLV, John Hauser remains the interim coach. Pair of bowl games this evening. Old Dominion facing South Florida in the Cure Bowl in Orlando. Louisiana takes on Delaware in the 69 Ventures Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And the NFL's Miami Dolphins are going to start rookie Quinn Ewers at quarterback in place of Tua Tagovailoa this weekend against the Cincinnati Bengals. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in...
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. No Common Man today. He is out. He'll be back tomorrow, though. And this gives me an opportunity to talk to another good, clean boy. He is making his debut on our afternoon show, Austin Ward, our Buckeye football expert. It's good to see you, Austin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It is a Ward Wednesday, and I brought in my punch card, Timmy. I have now completed the world tour of the 97.1 The Fan show.
You did it!
Extravaganza.
Every show now.
I've made it, yes.
Oh, man. That's, you know what?
You used to give me a round of applause.
It's a Christmas. We don't do that anymore. We have Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a different show.
We have a different thing. I'll show you. It's a new thing.
Well, Colin, see, I don't know it.
Colin Berringer, CB, Evil Bald Colin is filling in for Panama Ted. How you doing, CB?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Coach Tressel?
Doing good, Mike.
There we go. That's what we do.
Okay, got it.
That's how it goes. The applause is dead. I mean, we just basically, we figured we gave each other enough applause throughout our time here. What is this fanfare and applause here?
Congratulations to me. I've done it.
I got that for you, Austin. No, it's good to see you. We were just laughing as we're listening to, it wasn't Paul Keels and the way he did his update. That's always the utmost of professionalism. But we did not know that there were bowl games on tonight. And here's why we didn't know, because it's Old Dominion in South Florida. Hey, go Heartline. I don't know if he's coaching in that one or not.
I don't think he is.
Think he's not?
He might watch it.
Delaware and Louisiana, the 68 Ventures Bowl and the Staff DNA Cure Bowl.
Mm, of course.
A tradition unlike any other.
Just a rich legacy for these games that you definitely can't kill them off. I mean, why would you? Who would know anything about the, 68? Whatever you said, I don't know.
This guy's got to have a rich history.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, how could you not want to go market these opportunities with such wonderful matchups? And it's the last chance you're going to have to watch Delaware this year.
I know you and I, we both watched a little bit of football this past weekend. Herbie, we know, didn't. More on that later on in the show. We do have a good show coming up. I'll tell you what we got here. It is a Wednesday, so it's Leather Jacket Wednesday. If you're watching on YouTube, you would know that Austin Ward, probably not the biggest leather guy. He's a part of Quarter Zip Nation. So I wore my favorite Quarter Zip as well, and trying to get some mileage out of this Ryder Cup hat of mine. I saw Joshua Perry was wearing a Ryder Cup Quarter Zip yesterday. So I said, I should throw my hat on. I only had one person text me and tell me to never come back to the show based on Joshua's show yesterday. So
only one?
Only one.
That's
so
pretty good.
I guess I'm still safe for now. But thought
I that's going to be for me. If I'm in place of Common Man, it's going to be in the thousands. So you got off easy.
Yeah. Oh, baby. So I'm wearing my quarter zip to match you. But
thank you for making me feel at home.
I will lend you one of the many leather jackets we have on our coat racks out back there. We have to have coat racks because we have so many props now for the show.
I was amazed at how many leather jackets were back there. I mean, that. How many head of cattle had to be sacrificed for the good of this show?
And you know the thing of that is, me and Common Man's leather jackets combined, not even half the amount of leather jackets that only Nicole Sheeran of 10 TV has.
She's got a deep closet there.
Shit. That's why we do it. So she'll be here at 3:30 for Leather Jacket Wednesdays. Then we will talk to, so we have a good clean girl and then an old dirty man in Jeff Rimmer. And we'll do some name dropping and talk some jackets at 5:30. Hey, at least they got the win last night, right? They gave up another lead and they keep playing with fire. I don't know how good I feel about it, but, you know, Adam Fantilli shot in overtime. It's like he shot that right through Renee Zellweger's body. And it was a great shot, great wrister, so I'm glad they won. They get it done 4-3. They had to stop the bleeding.
I mean, just, it's been rough. Even when they're winning, even like last night, you just hold on for dear life. I was thinking about this over the weekend. I was like, you know, wanted to take the girls. I was supposed to be in New York to go cover the Heisman. It was clear that Julian wasn't going to win, so wound up getting a bonus holiday weekend. Like, should we go to the Jackets game? And it's like, we really want to, but are we going to torture ourselves because they keep throwing away these leads and losing? And maybe that makes me a bad fan, but I've just given up a lot of hope.
No,
for this
I think
team.
It makes you a realistic fan. I think that's where we are right now.
We need a couple of these
but
in a row.
When Rimmer comes on at 5:30, he's going to steer that outlook that you have, and he's going to turn it back to positive land.
Good.
That's what he's good at.
That's the jolt of energy I need.
Yes.
Give me some positivity.
He is going to do that. So they got another game coming up tomorrow where they host the Wild at 7 o'clock. So Dean Evason's former team, another good opportunity to get another victory there. We're talking about bowl games back there at the start of the show. I saw one. There's been a number of people to put themselves out there with this opinion about this new age of college football and how it's killing what used to be old and pure. And there was some media type, I think he was an LA dude, and the tweet got a ton of run. It came across my feed. And
LA famously loves college football.
You wouldn't believe just how off-put this guy was over the scene at the LA Bowl, which was Boise State and Washington. And it stopped me because we've seen this take now, and we've been hearing this take about how college football playoff, it's screwing things up. The Michigan game doesn't matter anymore. There's any number of things you can attach yourself to for how people are going to get on board with college football now sucks, and I'm just not going to be told otherwise. I'm going to watch it every damn week, and I'm going to love it while I'm watching it, but then I'm going to say it sucks when it's done. And this guy just on and on about, boy, the lack of fans at this game. I'm sitting here watching a, you know, quarter filled stadium. And what a shame. What an absolute shame it is that we've had all this NIL and playoffs and, you know, coach transfer portal and coaches leaving, killing the bowl system. And I'm just thinking to myself, you're using the bowl game that's on December 13th, which is it's the same day as the Army-Navy game.
Which
you're using that
used to
bowl
be
game.
Sacred for that day only. Nobody's used to watching bowl games on that day.
And it's at SoFi Stadium. Ooh, USC wants to play there. Ooh, UCLA wants to play there. Newsflash, no one's still going to be there when you do that. So there's that. And oh, you're going to die on that hill for this bowl game, which its illustrious history goes all the way back to 2021.
Mm.
Oh, just a classic bowl that we're just destroying now. Look, things can be a little bit different. I'd rather have it this way, where you take some of the classic bowl game brands that we always grew up watching, which of course was on January 1st for the most part. There was really four or five bowl games we ever put into that bag anyhow. Yeah. They're just repurposed now. I'd rather them lead to a better national champion at the end.
Well, we don't need an LA bowl game on December 13th. Nobody asked for that except for the sponsors and the broadcasters, because do you know why? Not because they were selling tickets to the stadium, but because people will watch it on television and people will gamble on it.
Maybe.
So, yeah, I mean, the ratings for
some
that,
will
compare yeah. that to the NBA Cup. What are people going to turn on? I would bet. Don't have it in front of me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is a losing proposition. I bet the television ratings for Washington and Boise State were better than
whatever cup game was
whatever
on that
NBA
day.
Cup game was coming out of Las Vegas.
I think 9 million tuned in for Army Navy.
People,
that's a solid number.
That is the thing. People love college football. People love football in general. We already know that. The NFL is king, and guess what the prince is? It's college football. So that's why they've created new bowl games, and we can scoff and we can make fun of who's sponsoring this one and which location and what date it's moving to, but they've all been spread out here and now earlier than ever because people want to watch college football. So all this stuff that you talked about, Timmy, oh no, I hate NIL. I hate the transfer portal. I hate what this has become. People love college football, but these particular games in the postseason, the non-playoff variety, are not designed to have sellout crowds at SoFi Stadium. They needed a studio to play the game in for this television product.
Austin, we got another thing that we're going to do for the first time. You're with us for the first time today. I know that you and Berm, you guys, and a lot of shows have done this, gone to their email bag.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had our good clean email account open for all that long. So we've gotten a lot of response and we love hearing from you guys. And I've said before, and I just was there before the show throwing, people want my mac and cheese recipe. I've talked about it a little bit. It's a cavatappi mac and cheese where I do the nice roux. It's nothing crazy. Like you can find all sorts of recipes on the internet, but I've perfected my version, altered it a few times to get it going. And so I enjoyed seeing what you guys want to pair it with. I sent about five recipes off before the show. And so I'm thinking at 5 o'clock today.
Why don't you give it to everyone, Timmy?
Well, I do. I have it in a Word doc, so it's easier for me to do. So anyone that emails goodcleanboy@gmail.com, you want that, you'll get it. But at 5, I figured we just do a general purpose. We got the holidays coming up. Maybe you've got a riff on your favorite Christmas movies. You want to talk a little Buckeye football. Austin Ward is here. So fill up the email inbox and we'll get to as many as we can coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. So that will also be some fun. The ACC is stupid, you may have heard. We're going to tell you why in this latest version next. Austin Ward is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the two right lanes on eastbound 70 on the west side at Wilson Road. Expect it to move slow from 270. We also have a slowdown due to a crash on Olentangy River Road at Goodale Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Berm live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
More sunshine building in throughout the day, and it'll be warmer and breezy with highs getting into the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy with our overnight lows in the 20s. And then for Thursday, we will see daytime highs getting into the low 50s with breezy winds. Best chances of rain will be later in the day and going into the overnight hours. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always...
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Man has a little day off here today. It is the holidays. It happens this time of year. But do not worry. We got our Buckeye football expert extraordinaire, Austin Ward.
Don't oversell
in the chair here today. No, it's good to be with you, man. And like, you and I were talking in the break just about the freeze that we just got out of. I would say the worst thing about it is being a dog owner when you hit one of these Ohio winters, because they still got to go out.
They do.
And sometimes there ain't nothing I'd rather do than just nestle inside and not go out until it's time to go to work, come back home, go back inside, and then never leave the house again. But they seemingly need to go out more and more than in the summer when the weather is great. But they also won't go to the bathroom.
Just like to hang out.
You just go out for nothing. We freeze to death, and then we go back inside, and we've accomplished nothing. It's really great.
Got to look into those pads, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you think my dog... What dog wears those?
None.
You ever tried anything like that?
I had to, like, at the end of our dog's life a few years ago. It was getting... messy. We weren't ready to put him down, but it was like,
oh no,
he had no choice. I'm like, that was when I knew. It's like, no, this doesn't make any sense. Like, we got to get out of this. No dog should have to go through that, and no one should have to worry about putting them on.
No. Well, there's you're talking about the pads that you got to put down in the house.
Yeah.
What about like the paw covers?
Any of that? No. None of it.
Like, this is something that they actually make. I think I remember there was an episode of Always Sunny way back where I think
kitten
they
mittens?
Were kitten mittens. Yeah. Was that his product?
That's it.
Yeah.
They didn't work out. Cats didn't like it.
Then you got dog goggles as a thing, a product too. Doggles.
Doggles?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with those.
Not sure what the application would be. Like, maybe your dog's going to be celebrating in a baseball clubhouse during championship season.
Big skiing dogs. They got to have those doggles on.
Yeah, I mean, some people take their dogs surfing, right? So you get them out there on the surfboard and all that. The other thing that you got to watch too is, see, we only have a certain amount of refrigerator space here. Common Man has a mini fridge, and so I get like a
must be nice.
I get right MBN. I get like a tiny little section in that mini fridge, so I can maybe get like 4 bottles of water, and I will go and get like the giant Sam's Club pack, which is like 75 waters for 19 cents. It's a great deal. So in the wintertime,
must be the finest water.
It's the greatest water, right? It's water from a glacier in Alaska. I just leave it in the back hatch. Like a lot of my like locker, so to speak, is the back hatch in the old SUV. So I'll keep about 20, 30 bottles of the water just there. And in the wintertime, it's nice and cold, lest it gets down to being like 0 degrees. Then they just turn into frozen solid blocks, and that could be a problem too.
Can be
that hit me
a major problem. And I learned that lesson the hard way growing up in Wyoming, and then my first job was in Casper, my hometown, and living on my own. Irresponsible
Casper Ghosts, your minor league team, right?
That's right. After they stole the Rockies name away so they could sell glow in the dark hats at the tournament of the Ghosts.
Go back to the Ghosts.
Yeah. Well, RIP to both of them. I think that franchise folded. But you know, I had just started, you know, working at the Star Tribune, had the expense account. You got to make sure when you're on the road, you know, grab an extra couple energy drinks, you know, while the company's paying for that. I had just started.
What was your drink of choice back then?
I had Mountain Dew Amps
in my car. Oh, the Amps. That's real healthy stuff.
Yeah, it was great for you. It's doctors recommend if you're going to have caffeine.
9 out of 10, yeah.
Make sure that you use Amp. It's safe for you. I hopefully the in-laws are not listening. I had just started dating Allie. I was about, I don't know, maybe 2 months into it. It's winter time. And I had some of the extra amps, you know, in the car. I'd mistakenly left them out there.
I can see where this is going.
Gets a little cold out there in Casper overnight. And for some reason, Allie was still at my apartment in the morning. And I was going to drive her into work. It's dangerous out there. You know, just I'm going to be a real gentleman. Take her in there. Stay off the road.
That's nice.
Yeah, real nice.
Yeah, that is a nice thing.
Open up the door. And there are amp icicles coming from the ceiling of my vehicle.
Were those, what color was the amp? Was it green or was it another flavor?
It was like a toxic green.
Like a neon.
Yeah. I don't know how they even make that color.
Taste the beast, right?
And it's like, and then it's like snow amp on the seats. And she's like, what did you
frost,
left this out there
frost.
Overnight? It's like, I don't know how this happened. They're cans. They just exploded both of them in there. How are you supposed to clean this up? I have no idea. Just trying to get Allie to work, just brushing amp icicles off the ceiling. And then how later on, once you get the amp out of the car, how are you supposed to get all of that detailed and cleaned? Because as it, you know, later thawed out, the stains on the ceiling, instead of that, you know, toxic sludge of green, it looked like a dark red. It looked like blood. Had blood splatters all over the top
what
of the car.
What the hell? If that doesn't tell you how many chemicals, not like you can't just read the can and we just gladly, there's like 19,000 things in
here.
None of them are of this earth, but let's chug away. Like we know what we're drinking and we do not care. So it's not surprising that it does stuff like that.
And that stuff on the ceiling of the car, I just like, well, that's never going to come out. So I just left it there. And then people that would have to come in and take rides in the HHR at that time, just a, you know,
the old HHR.
Fine machine. I hated that car so much. And I'm like, I'm not even going to put in the effort to clean and detail the roof of this vehicle.
What was that thing? Was it like a wagon?
It looked like a wagon. Yeah, like a PT Cruiser.
But it wasn't.
It was a worse version of a PT Cruiser.
It was in the middle of it's not a car, not a wagon, not an SUV, not a truck.
I hated it.
Nothing.
Hated it so much. And that's why I just left the amp stains on the ceiling, and then they just, you know, curdled and looked like blood and like someone had been whacked in the back of the car. And then I got to tell that story to a lot of people about how amps, don't leave them in your car.
You know what? You know what, though? Just don't leave cans. Don't leave aluminum. Don't leave glass bottles in the car when it's freezing. But they would say, like Dad always said about that, builds character.
That's
what that car had. That's what the HHR had.
Sometimes you have to learn from experience. Someone could have told me, hey, don't leave a can in the car. My parents probably did tell me that. But it's like sticking your hand on the stove. Sometimes you got to learn.
Austin, I got some more proof of how the ACC just can't seem to get out of its own way. At one point, they're kind of having this battle with Notre Dame, and now they're looking at their scheduling. The SEC is doing this too, but let's focus on the ACC right here. So they are going to roll out their new 9-game conference schedule. But there's a little twist on this.
There always is.
9-game schedule for some, but not for all, because that seems like a great idea to have like a fair and equitable college football season. It's not like a one conference over here is doing 8, but they're all doing 8, like all the teams, or one conference over here, like the Big Ten, they're all doing 9, but every team in the conference is doing 9 because, yes,
that's how
you do it.
Conferences work, yes.
That's how you have to do it. They are going to have, like I have transition lenses. Like I'm a huge nerd. Like it's sunglasses when I'm outside, and then it takes like 3 hours from the fade back when I come back inside. They're doing a transition year for their scheduling. 12 of the 17 schools are going to play 9 conference games. Clemson, Georgia Tech, Florida State, North Carolina, and Boston College are going to play just 8. Those 5 teams each have multiple Power 4 opponents already scheduled outside the conference. That's what they want. But it's because they have an odd number of teams. One school is going to play 8 league games each starting in 2027.
I mean, the
but
ACC...
they're going to adjust their tiebreaker system, so don't worry about it.
Sure they are. Like 2 weeks ago...
We'll figure it out.
They just... That was example number 1 million of the stupidity of college football in general, but the ACC specifically, where they butchered the tiebreaker and wound up in that situation with Virginia and Duke, nearly costing their entire league a spot in the college football playoff. But yeah, I'm sure that this is going to go great. Sure that there's an easy tiebreaker when you have teams playing different amounts of games. Like, what on earth? Who comes up with this stuff? We have hours and hours and hours of radio programming on 97.1 The Fan, and we all come up with this great idea for the college football playoff and this great idea for scheduling.
Here's the idea. Go get another team.
Well, just go get another team with a scheduling agreement that they could easily incorporate to the rest of the league.
I don't blame them for Notre Dame, because Notre Dame is not over their dead body going to just go with the ACC. It doesn't matter how many years they get shunned out of the college football playoff. But the one tiebreaker that they should have had is, it's called Duke doesn't go. That's it. I don't care if they earned their way in. You're not going.
Listen,
happening.
Does your fan base prefer basketball? All right. You can't come in then. You're out.
No.
Miami, come on down.
No, not happening.
You beat Virginia and go to the college football playoff.
It is Leather Jacket Wednesday. We will visit with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran in 2 minutes. Austin Ward is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking two right lanes on westbound 70 on the west side at Wilson Road. It's moving slow from Hague Avenue. And there's a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by Midwest Cards. Experience collecting in a whole new way.
Every single Wednesday, we get to catch up with one of our favorite peeps.
What's
up,
guys?
It is Nicole Sheeran from 10TV. No man today, Austin Ward, our Buckeye football expert. You know him from Austin and Burham.
That's
on our
right.
Digital channels here. You can see their stuff on the Fan's YouTube account and also doubled up on 10TV's YouTube account. So it's in many, many different places and easy to find. But Nicole, how's everything going?
It's great. Why am I the only one wearing glasses?
I didn't
today?
Know that I was supposed to wear. I've never done this.
Tim, you have to tell him what we do. You can't leave him on an island.
I got him. Look at the jacket. I
know,
got
the
him.
Jacket's good. The jacket's good.
It's also not
you
mine.
You should keep it, Austin.
Well, I'm going to keep
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should keep that.
You know why I can't wear sunglasses for this,
you're
right?
Blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew
sitting
that.
Sitting in this chair
but
now, I have to have
them.
My eyesight.
Nicole,
that's
he
fair.
Sent me the show sheet. Nothing about shades on here. Leather
shame.
Jackets.
I'm sorry,
only.
Johnny.
Shame on you,
all right,
Tim.
I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
I'm doing the best I can here, all right?
The best isn't good enough, okay?
I will tell you.
I felt shame when you walked in. I'm like,
I mean,
she's not taking them off.
No, they don't come off.
Her sunglasses get bigger and bigger and bigger.
These are the same ones every time.
One of these days, she's going to walk in and they're just going to be like the gag sunglasses that you would wear when you were kids that were like 5 feet wide.
Ooh, I got to.
Couldn't
go
even get them through a door frame.
Yeah.
Where do you get those anymore? We don't do
gotta
stuff.
Got to go
like,
to the arcade.
We don't do
Party
stuff like
City?
That anymore.
Yeah. Does Party City even exist?
Oh, yeah.
Party City?
Yeah, I used to love that store as a kid.
Head on up to Sawmill Road, just pop in there and find some
gag sunglasses.
Do you know
what Party City is? Why'd you ask that like you didn't
know?
Well,
no, I thought that was strange how you didn't think that Party City was a thing anymore.
Nobody talks about it or goes anymore.
And what's the other?
Well, is it like a hangout? Let's go to Party City.
What's the other?
I need some new shades.
Why am I blanking on what's the other like popular seasonal store that's almost
Spirit Halloween?
Spirit, yeah,
hey!
Spirit, yeah.
Jinx.
See? Man, you guys are really into Halloween,
we
right?
Love Halloween.
Oh, I love Halloween. Oh,
it's
yeah.
better than Christmas.
Whoa, I wouldn't Ooh. Go that far. I would not go that far.
Halloween, though, it's they're all cousins of one another, and Halloween just sort of sets off this chain reaction
yeah.
of holidays.
Yeah.
So I think Halloween is fantastic. It's not outside of my top three. I mean, I'm probably going with the classics. I'm probably a Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween guy.
See,
the three that are football season holidays at the end of the year. They kind of get you going towards big college football games and the NFL playoffs.
I think we need to spread them out a little bit. I get a little stressed out when it's like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Spread them out.
It's like, can we breathe a little in between each one?
Because we need a break.
Just change when the holidays are.
Well, also,
you got other holidays throughout the season,
like
though, throughout
a
the year.
Whale after Thanksgiving and then Christmas, I'm eating like my body weight practically. And it's like, can we spread this out?
It's the test.
Who decided?
It's crazy.
The pilgrims said November.
I don't know.
Third Thursday?
I don't know.
We don't need that there.
No.
Could
we have landed some other time of year?
Yeah.
Could we have started the takeover at some other time?
I think Thanksgiving should be in August.
I agree. Like, think about it. After the new year, what is there to look forward to besides my birthday, of course?
Obviously.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, what, I mean, 4th of July? Easter? Is there.
You know, I just thought of, though, I just think I heard Austin Ward drop a big Ohio State football hot take of how he wants the Ohio State Michigan game to start the season and not finish the season.
Whoa,
that's what he just said right there. Moving Thanksgiving.
I actually do think that it would be beneficial to everyone to move Ohio State Michigan to week one.
Oh, that's, dear God, you're really saying that?
I am. You're insane.
I thought you heard me say that to Dom an hour ago.
Austin.
You said that to Dom?
100%.
And what did he yell at you?
I didn't know
what
that
did
was
he
your
say?
Name.
You're insane.
I think that Dom actually was on board because of what just happened in the Big Ten Championship game.
You don't want domes, too, do you?
No, I don't want domes.
Good.
But
good.
Okay.
There needs to be, it needs, you, Nicole, you just said you want some breathing room.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan, followed by the Big Ten Championship game. By the way, when some of their opponents are playing, I don't know, Purdue and have a bye week before, and then following that up with another competitive game and then the college football playoff, I think you could make the game even more special if you had all offseason to prepare for it and then the rest of the season to get over it.
So you want to start off the biggest, you want to start the season with the biggest game of the year when, take this year, for example, Julian Sands, first time starting.
They play Texas.
I know, but you want them to play Michigan and that be the first game of the year for the test? I don't feel good about that.
They would have beat the hell out of Michigan in week one.
I don't feel good about that.
That's a big change.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do agree with you, though, that I don't love where it is right now. Like, I get what you're saying about all that, where other teams are on a bye.
Where am I right now?
Oh, you think it's fine where it is now?
Think it's fine? Yeah, I think it's fine.
Oh, we disagree with you on that.
It's fan-friggin-tastic. Having the big game rivalry week at the end of the season. And if there's that off chance where we said that too, like, oh, you got to look out because you might see them again the next week. I'm like, okay, we'll see. There's 18 teams in this conference. How often? They're both big, famous football brands, and we still haven't seen that happen.
Yeah.
Well, we would have if we'd had the system with the top two teams in the Big Ten and out without the divisions. But in this world.
But we did. Well, but we had legends. We had to go legends and
but
leaders.
They had to have legends and leaders, and then they had to have the East and West.
East and West.
And you know what? You know what Dom said? You think that he was going to be outraged at me? He said, well, there's a world where they could play three games in a row. And I said, you're absolutely right,
yes.
Dom. Let's move it to week one. And he said,
that's crazy.
I'm going to put words in his mouth now. He said midseason.
I was going to say, I like midseason.
But they have Michigan State tend to be in the middle of that. So now they don't want that. And they are going to, well, they shouldn't get a say over anything right now.
You have to
sit in the corner.
Of course not.
No.
And if you want to leave the Big Ten, like, see ya.
Well, this threw me for a loop.
Sorry, what were you planning on talking about this segment?
Nicole Sheeran of 10TV, it is leather jacket time. We did some TV today. When are people going to see that?
So tune in 6:30. It's on you have to go on the stream. But we love 10TV Plus.
10TV Plus.
6:30.
Oh, you put our segment on Plus only?
I personally didn't do anything. No, wait.
Were you on actual TV?
No.
Nicole doesn't ever ask.
Austin, did you get on a real TV today?
No, Nicole never asked me to go on
real TV. No, but you were with Dom. Were you on real TV?
I was talking out there in the lobby. That's how I thought you knew.
Oh, you were just talking off the air.
Tim, listen.
I didn't give that for public consumption until you put me out.
You did right now. It's out there, baby.
It's on at 4 o'clock on real television. I forgot. Zenobia texted me. our producer, love her, and she said, hey, can I run part of that with you and Tim? I said, absolutely. So 4 o'clock, tune in to 10 TV. You can
share
run
it with everybody
anywhere. But no, Austin, I don't ask really to do TV with anyone. It's just I'm told like this is what's happening.
Well, I mean, Austin, why do you think I got the call to do TV today?
Because of the hair. I mean, it's
because
you're amazing.
Because the guy, the guy who's on PTO. That's why, not because of the hair.
Mr. PTO?
Well, Tim, think about it. Why did I get asked to do it? Because the A team of Dom DeBerry is also off today. So it's really both of us.
You're a TV anchor.
No, I know,
that's
but
what you do. That's your job over there.
You
have to go on TV.
No, she's too important. She doesn't book the guests. Somebody else handles that for her. She just wears leather jackets and shades.
And then
it's told this person's going to talk to you
for just 1 minute. But we shared just a sneak peek. Like there's a few nerves about being off for this many days. Especially when you're coming off of a game where you did not perform well and you have just been a juggernaut for 12 straight games. And then you had a lot going. I know, Austin, I've heard a lot of your takes on that, and I agree. I'm just trying not to go with the excuse-making route for that game. I understand everything that has happened. It was not a good performance against Indiana. I'm thinking the time off is going to help and they'll recharge. Miami and Texas A&M don't really scare me for this team right now, but there's just a... It's just a feeling, just a little bit of nerves here where I need to see them. I need to see that first quarter and see what kind of bounce back this team has.
I go back and forth between if I feel good that they get, obviously you want the bye, right? You want one less game you have to win. But at the same time, I'm like, man, 3.5 weeks is a long time. And I look at a team like Georgia last year where they decided not to show up for their game. They just had that game and it happened to be the one that mattered, win and you're in. And they obviously didn't show up. So that's the only thing that concerns me is it's been a long time when they get to the Cotton Bowl without them playing a football game.
You know, I looked at it, Nicole, because I wanted to be sure about it. Because I was looking at the way that Ohio State structured its practice schedule this year compared to last year. And we know that they're just getting back to it post-finals now. The layoff after the loss to Michigan until the first round, which you think, well, that's easier. It's the middle of December. There was 20 days between those games from the end of the Big Ten championship game until December 31st against either Texas A&M or Miami will be 25. So it's not like a dramatic difference. It is a difference, but it's pretty close and it's not that it shouldn't be that difficult for Ohio State to manage those days because they really had no choice but to do that either time. It's 3 weeks. You're going to get through it. It's going to be okay. There's plenty of practice time with that bye, but yeah, it's not as if this layoff is twice as long as the one they faced a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. It just feels like it's been a year.
Yes, it does. Because we're creatures of habit,
play
Nicole.
Football.
We haven't had a Tuesday press conference.
I know.
What are we supposed to do?
I don't know what to do with myself.
And no media this week.
None. It's weird.
It's a weird thing.
It's so odd.
Nicole, I know this is the last hit that we're going to do before Christmas.
Oh,
and I know if Mike were here, he'd probably get really emotional like you know he does.
You're not going to get emotional?
We've had such a good time doing the segment with you, and I hope you have a very happy holiday and a very Merry Christmas.
Tim, that was the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Really?
That was so sweet.
I say lots of nice things.
No, that was really sweet.
Thank you.
Wait, I thought I was going to come on and give you guys your Christmas present.
No, you're still invited back. I'm just saying... we're doing something Friday.
He doesn't know what the calendar is.
This is leather jacket. I get what you're saying.
This is leather jacket time.
Last one.
This is the segment.
Leather jacket and the New Year baby. Watch out.
Yeah.
We're
are we gonna have a little thing Friday on the show?
Yeah.
Is that what
just
we decided?
A quick little
last day. All
little
three
thing.
Of us are in the building.
Yeah.
Same time together.
Exactly.
Before Christmas. All right. Well.
But Merry Christmas.
Yes. Still.
You too,
still. Merry Christmas.
I feel bad now. He really just went up to me.
Nicole, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran. I've got some playoff motivation for Ryan Day if he needs it. Austin Ward is in for Man, Common Man, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is a little stop and go and causing a 5 minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. We also have slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family owned, honest, and pressure free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com, your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
For morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun.
The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company. No man today, Austin Ward, our Buckeye football expert, Austin and Berm. Austin, the content that you guys have been doing, it's fantastic.
The one thing
that I've struggled with is remembering all the different bits and pieces you guys do, because there's a different name for something every day. You've got the I'm gonna try.
Okay.
You've got the beat. Right?
Correct. That is the name of the morning show, Monday through Friday.
You get the beat.
But within the beat, you get a bunch of different flavors.
And there's a lot of I'm not going that deep. I'm not going to all the things inside the beat. You've got the notebook.
That's right.
Is the notebook the one where you're doing your game day coverage? I watched a good few of those. You guys do a nice job with that, where you are on the mic and Berm is recording, and sometimes Berm chimes in.
Occasionally.
And I like Berm because, like, the two of you've got like a different personality thing, but it's a blend, like, where the differences that they work. He's a little bit more on the dry
passionate.
Side, very passionate, but it's like a dry passion type. Yeah. It's fine. It's just a little dry, and he's great. And obviously, as dialed in to recruiting as anyone that has ever covered Ohio State,
100%.
So you get that he's Bill Kerlick-esque level dialed into recruiting. Then I think you should say that to him someday
and see how.
No, I'm not going to say that to him. No, he's good. I shouldn't mention Bill Kerlick around him.
Well, I mean, you know how those guys compete.
That's the dean right there.
I know he's the dean.
He goes back to the days of the handwritten notebooks. He would personally walk around the city and stuff them into your mailbox. So you got the beat, you got the notebook, you got the Rooster Show.
Live show, Roosters.
Got the live show. See, I'm missing a couple.
Snap judgments.
Yeah. And
talking stuff. Bold peas.
Talking Tuesdays.
Bold predictions.
Bold. Did you say bold peas?
We call them bold peas and snappy J's. You got to have some shorthand.
Snappy J's. Road beers.
Yes. Well, so that has not.
I like a good road beer.
That content has not survived into the 2025 season because as we got here and was explained to me by Fish, we can't drink while we're doing the show. So that
you can talk about drinking. You can think about drinking.
I mean, I always think about drinking, but that the part of that show that I think people liked when we had road beers was we would be going to the brewery and then bring back more beers and then do a live show on Friday nights on the road. before an Ohio State game. So, you know, the tongue might be a little bit looser. We might say some things that we don't, you know, normally say on the rest of that content. People enjoyed that, but I was specifically told cannot be inebriated or drinking when performing that content. So for now, that show is on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking that could be like a little segment. Like we talk about what we might have tasted. I mean, what is the best microbrew you've come across? You know these Big Ten towns better than I do. Is there one like
Colin knows
microbrew or a bigger brew that sticks out?
It's got to be New Glarus.
Colin knows.
What is that?
Spotted Cow.
New Glarus is the Wisconsin brew.
Oh, well, that's not surprising.
And so their whole shtick is that you can only get it in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, Colin and I had
a chance, Smokey and the Bandit thing we're going to have to do here?
I did.
Bring it back?
This is the first year that I drove up to that game, and it was so I could absolutely load down the trunk. Now, I didn't leave them out there, of course. You can't have that. But you look at this situation. I think 180 beers that I brought back from Wisconsin.
Oh, my. You do have a bit of a problem.
Well, they weren't all for me.
Well, because you can't buy it outside of the state of Wisconsin. You have to do that.
Right. Well, you'll like this. So when I had my two-year stint in Utah, I had to deal with the Whites.
Yeah.
We laugh about that. That's my next door neighbors. they're the Whites, Aaron and Eric. Yeah. So they didn't like me too much because I didn't come in as a Mormon. They tried to recruit me and it didn't take. But many times. Well, they tried once. They saw that I wasn't into it and they never talked to me
just
again.
Just cracked a beer right out there on the driveway.
I just did the Will Ferrell type of crack right there. Hey guys, how you doing? So my dad, because it was always just the 3-2 beer,
yeah,
he would make the trek once a month or so to the state line of Wyoming.
That's
your
right.
old stomping grounds.
That's not the only thing that you can find 1 mile.
I don't know what town that was. Maybe you kind of head up towards like Logan or Utah State is and cross the line. And
head on into Evanston where they're going to get all the vices that you need. It was 1 mile over, whether you're looking for, I don't know, different kind of magazines or different kind of beer. Fireworks. They're all set up right there.
Surprisingly, they actually had some of the magazine shops in Utah. I don't know how I know that, but just some talking to some friends, found that out.
Well, they like the articles.
Of course. You're there to read the articles. So I'm looking at this thing called College Football Coaches Confidential. You remember how this stuff comes out? This is a Feldman piece on The Athletic. So let's follow me here if I've got something for Ryan Day to possibly use here. So they talked to a number of different college football coaches. Anonymous, of course. That's how these things all get done. More than 24 coaches polled from the Power Four and Group of Five, and they asked them a bunch of questions about the playoff. Here's some percentages. Which team will win it all? 50% logged Georgia. Ohio State, 42%. Indiana, 4%. Big drop down. So it's just those two teams. Oregon, 4%. And some of the anonymous quotes. One coach saying, Ohio State, Georgia seems flawed. I know Indiana just beat them, but I don't think they can beat them twice. Ohio State was pretty banged up in that game. The wideouts will be healthier on defense. Ohio State's really sound with great players. Their red zone defense is unbelievable. That's a Big Ten offensive assistant coach. Obviously not from Michigan. So that's not the bulletin board material. But when I go down here, before I get to it, who do you think is the biggest fraud? Ole Miss, 29%. Texas Tech, 17%. Alabama, 17%. Shame on 8% saying JMU is a fraud.
It's JMU, not their is fault not that they're there.
They're James Madison.
Like, they didn't create about? This bracket.
Biggest sleeper in the field, 21% say Miami. Could be the matchup for Ohio State. Oregon, Oklahoma, 17%. Alabama, Ole Miss, A&M, 13%. And then you had the question, who is the best coach in the playoff? 50% Kirby Smart. So not even the darling. Kurt Cignetti, 38%. Dan Lanning, 8%. Joey McGuire, 4%. Ryan Day, not a single vote from any of the college football coaching peers.
Mm.
Anything there, Austin? I mean, I doubt stuff like that would keep Ryan Day up at night. But I also would think if he ever heard that just a little bit, he might like twitch about it. Like, oh, you see what I did last year going through four opponents like that, beating them all by double digits to win it all.
What happened the last time that he played against Dan Lanning? Does anybody remember that?
Anyone remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty easy for us.
Picking Dan Lanning, I think, is among the most outlandish things that they could do in that poll. If you're taking all 12 coaches, I don't know that I can
would
get
agree.
On, don't know that I can get on board with that.
Dude, but, Joey McGuire, too.
How you, what is he
picking? How are you picking Lanning or McGuire before Day? You want to say Kirby Smart for the titles, Cignetti for what he's done here at Indiana?
Yeah, fine.
Those other two? That's ridiculous.
Especially McGuire. Like, you know, Lanning has won a Big Ten championship. That's fine. Yeah, he has a lot of supporters across the coaching profession who, and some haters as well for the way that Oregon recruits and some of the NIL assistants that they get up there. But to ignore Ryan Day like that, he does not have a subscription to The Athletic that I'm aware of. I know that there are a lot of times that there are stories behind the paywall that people in the Woody want to read, and they will ask for some assistance getting to that information. But I don't know that this would be the one that they want to slide across his desk right now. He's got enough motivation as it is, wanting to go back to back and wanting to get things corrected from what happened 2 weeks ago in the Big Ten championship game. But I think it's better to just ignore this one.
All right, Austin, let's see what's going on with Sherrone Moore this week. I want you to help me out with something there. Austin is in for Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to run into a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left center lane on westbound 70 on the west side at Wilson Road. Expect it to move slow from West Broad Street. And there's a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, the Sporting News All-America list came out today. 7 Ohio State players recognized. First team choices were Sonny Styles, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs, and Caden McDonald. On the second team, Caden Curry, Carnell Tate, and linebacker Arvell Reese. Ohio University today fired head football coach Brian Smith over engaging in what they are calling serious misconduct. Smith was in his first full season as Bobcats coach and placed on leave December 1st. Pair of bowl games this evening. Old Dominion facing South Florida in the Cure Bowl in Orlando. Louisiana faces Delaware in the Ventures Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. The newly formed Columbus Aviators of the UFL, who start play next spring, have named former Ohio State receiver Ted Ginn Jr. as their first ever head coach. Meanwhile, baseball, the New York Mets have reached agreement with reliever Luke Weaver on a 2-year deal. Free agent reliever Brad Keller signed a 2-year deal with Philadelphia. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
No man today. Austin Ward is hanging out with us. At 5 o'clock, we're going to try to open up the Good Clean Boy email account. So please send us some questions. We're here to talk Buckeye football with you. We are wondering what we're going to do with ourselves while we're watching these other teams play this weekend. We were a part of this weekend, but we got another one to go, and we certainly can't have it go the way that it went for Oregon, and that doesn't have to. That's a different team. That's a different situation.
Don't put that energy out there,
Timmy. I take it back. You know what? Bloop.
It's gone.
The last 5 seconds, didn't even say it. You can talk about anything with us, though. You're thinking about Christmas movies. You're thinking about the holidays coming up. Maybe some last-minute gift ideas that you need. I'm a very good gift giver. I could possibly help. That's goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And anything else you want to throw in there, we will try to get back to it. I did see I had like another dozen plus requests.
Dude, people are going crazy for this mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese. Yeah. So
I think you're going to have to stage like a.
I'm going to have to get
event
a bot
downtown. Come, everyone, come taste Timmy's mac and cheese.
I don't need to be doing that yet.
For charity.
That's like if I ever get to the point where I'm going to do a food truck. Like if you were doing a food truck, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Pizza.
You do pizza?
I would steal Mikey's recipe from the original food truck days. Get a little late night slice.
Oh, do like the late night slice?
I mean, I don't know how to make it as well as anybody, but if I wanted to own a food truck, I would want it to be the food that I like the best in the world, which is pizza.
We always have pizza on the mind. We had some JT's. I feel like we got to a point now because this JT's in Grandview is so close to us.
It's dangerously close.
Oh my God. Whenever we're doing anything here at the office, we bring in JT's. I tell you, that cheese lovers that they do where they put like a extra cheese and a little bit of like a Parmesan on top, it is one of the best cheese pizzas I have ever had.
JT's doesn't miss.
Oh my God.
There's no doubt.
And the crispy edges on that crust, it is just fantastic. You mentioned Mikey's late night slice. So they put a location in the casino. I believe it's still there. If you go to Hollywood Casino, you guys are hanging out. I think the pizza spot is there. And there was a season there where it was right before Tyvus started doing the Big Ten kickoff show, which he does a fabulous job on. Don't know if you know this, but Tyvus, big energy guy, like brings the laughter, brings the smile, plays well in a tailgate setting as you're getting ready for college football. But before that, we did the watch parties together and we would always, it was the same thing. We'd get the spicy ass pepperoni from Mikey's and it was fantastic. The biggest pies too.
Get a little bit of that sauce that they had to change the name. I wanted to call it out there. I don't know.
Sloot sauce.
I guess if you're going to sell it in grocery stores, you don't want to have that on the shelf. I think, what do they change?
It's called unicorn sauce. Now.
Yeah. Like, I will never call it that when I'm not on the radio, but, you know, it's unfortunate, Colin, right? I mean, you're a real one if you know what it's called.
Well, when I went back there for the first time after that, I was confused. I thought it was a new sauce.
What about
don't mess with the recipe.
What about the breakfast burrito at Hangover Easy? Either you guys Hangover Easy fans?
I've never been there.
Used to be the dirty Mark Sanchez. And they just had to drop the name. They just called it the dirty now.
I know back when I was in school,
back when
that's
you were
where they used to take the recruits on official visits to the morning after a night game.
It really is fantastic.
I remember, I mean, that's the only reason that I've really heard so much about it is like recruits and current players all needing to flock there on the morning after a game.
And it also gets filled up with nurses because it's right there by the hospital.
Well, that's,
so my wife who worked at the James for almost a decade, she would, and you were about to say, well, that's...
That's I didn't say anything.
You're about to go somewhere. Well, that's an interesting
turn of events.
Certainly makes a lot of sense there, Tim.
I didn't say it.
Right there next to the hospital, there'd be a lot of nurses there. And they're all coming off a long
convenient
shift.
Convenient location.
It's conveniently placed. So you get a lot of college students, a lot of nurses, night nurses from Jersey, all sorts of great stuff.
Need all of it.
All sorts of great stuff.
In one convenient meeting place.
All right, I want you to help me out with a couple of Sharon Moore things.
I don't know if I can.
Okay. We're going to try to do it. So thing one for me with Sharon Moore is that when you just help me out with the fact that he's already been out, he's been spotted out. Thing one is that wife is still apparently standing by him because the first time he was spotted out in public, he was with his wife, Kelly, and they were leaving a lawyer's office in Michigan. And it said Moore was pushing a stroller with a pink blanket after having a meeting with his lawyer for about 2 hours. Kelly was walking a few steps behind him. It's the first time they'd been seen since his explosive firing and his arrest. Now, that doesn't offer a whole lot. Neither of them have issued statements. I'm sure for a wife, it is just a complete whirlwind right now where I don't know if shock has even worn off yet. And then when the dust settles, you probably wonder, okay, what is the next step? Like, is there going to be a separation? Is there going to be a divorce? Are we going to work through it? That's not my business.
Yeah.
I think I know where I'd be at. I think I know where Sarah would be at. I'd be gone. All right. I wouldn't be coming back to that house.
I think both of our wives see eye to eye on that front.
I think I'd get not even a look. I don't even know if I'd get another comment or even be in the same room with her again after something like that went down.
And you stay away from Jack and I'll be away from Liberty. That's the way that's going to go down.
Stay away from me, him, go do whatever you feel like doing, but do it somewhere else. So there's that. And then there's the second part where he's got three charges.
Yeah.
One of them is a felony home invasion that can carry a sentencing of up to 5 years, and he's out. He's already out walking the streets, and some legal experts think that he will avoid any prison time.
Yeah.
I know he's up in Ann Arbor at whatever their county jail is.
It's getting a lot of play.
But come on.
I still don't know how to pronounce it. Just reading it.
Yeah, what is it called again?
I believe it's Washtenaw.
Washtenaw. I believe you're right, CB.
So you and I are not legal experts, and we won't pretend to be on the radio either. But everything that I've read about it says, well, you have this one charge. They could have made it a third degree felony. They could have made it worse. They didn't. It's like some of these people are praising the fact that he wasn't overcharged, you know, given the celebrity nature of the case. But that, you know, given what he's facing with the one felony, maximum jail time of 5 years, he should be able to plead down on that. You know, hard to prove that he actually threatened the alleged victim when he was in the house after the home invasion. You know, seems like he's going to be able to get out of any jail time whatsoever, which, given the salaciousness of what has been reported or what's on the police record, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, Tim. I know the point you're trying to get to, where it's like,
I don't get it, man.
Because you're talking about knives and scissors and threats and, you know.
You held a knife. Like, I get, like, there's no attempted murder right here, but there's got to be also something of the utmost severity when you go to another person's home
uninvited,
hold a sharp object to your throat, yell some crazy stuff about, you're gonna watch me do this, and this is gonna be on your soul. Like, what are we doing? Like, and again, it's a felony home invasion.
Yeah.
And that's, couldn't we get some more out of this?
That's, I don't know that any of us are, you know, outside of Sharon Moore, like, gonna be able to accept lesser charges and avoiding jail time based on what we read. Now, none of us were there. None of us actually know what was said definitively. We don't know any of the, as you mentioned, you know, what's going on with his wife and his home life and what she knew, what she didn't know, how they're going to proceed with that. That's all.
They had enough to arrest him and file three charges against him.
Well, for sure.
That's what they had.
I get that. I'm not disputing any of that part. I'm talking about, like,
everything that was said,
everything building up to it,
exactly was done, what exactly was said,
and then how you proceed with the personal implications for that. Like, that part's none of our business. But when we're looking at the legal aspect as complete amateurs on the outside, and me, just a college football reporter, would a normal person, this is the part where they're saying, well, if he was a celebrity, they could have charged him with more. If a normal person walked into his ex-girlfriend, his side pieces, his mistress house with uninvited and threatened to kill himself, would they be unlikely to face jail time? That would really surprise me.
It's surprising.
It's like, I don't know, because I don't follow the court system.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised by, you know, big time figures being able to get out of things. Like, that's not something that's a foreign concept. The more money, the more power.
Oh,
that
has
you
that
have.
Ever happened?
I think that those are things that occur
with knives and football players.
I also don't put Sharon Moore into that big of a stratosphere of that, of like celebrity status and having tons of power. You could get away scot free when you're definitely guilty. I don't put him in that category.
He's never done a Hertz commercial.
Right. I mean, come on. You still had a long way to go before you cemented your legacy. And now this is your legacy. Like, still so new at this. This is going to take over, and that's going to be what people remember. The updated coaching odds to take over at Michigan. You like Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State? I heard Jake Trotter, who was on with Bishop and Friends today, too, throw that one out there. Didn't he just get the extension? And he's all about, oh, I love it here so much, yeah. Arizona State guy.
That's his home. I don't think that he's the mystery man candidate here. Yeah. I don't buy it. I think that the reason we're not seeing a ton of movement right now is twofold. One, Ward Manuel needs to be removed from any decision-making process and fired as the athletic director. That was long overdue. But I think that's going to complicate the hiring process, because if you're looking at Jed Fish or Kenny Dillingham, are they in spots where they need to gamble on their career? And if that athletic director who hires them ultimately gets replaced, I think that's going to be a wild card in this, but also a coach that everyone in the industry knows would take that job in a heartbeat is Kalen DeBoer, and he's got a game on Friday night. So,
yeah. Yep, I don't know.
That would still be where, even though he put out that statement through the Alabama Collective over the weekend, I'm not closing the door on that one.
All right. I need to be concerned, I think, about an investigation for posting erotic photos.
Okay.
Sharon had his own investigation. Might be something on me here.
I hope you can get out.
I think I can get out of it, though. I'm good at that. Austin Ward is in for Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 15-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. There's also some slower traffic if you're on eastbound 33 between 270 and Bixby Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Stay home and save big online during Lowe's December Deal Drops. All rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop Lowe's.com December Deal Drops today. Not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You have an unhealthy obsession with the Blue Jackets. We have just the remedy. Join us Wednesday nights at 7 for the Inside Edge. All the Jackets and hockey conversation you can handle. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, breezy and mild on this Wednesday. Temperatures running in the upper 40s. Overnight, we'll drop back down to the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy, breezy and dry. And during the day on Thursday, more clouds, windy and warmer, back in the mid-50s, but rain arriving into Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
If you ever miss any part of the show, if you get in late, do not worry. First of all, don't do that again. Make sure you're here every single day at 3 o'clock. But if for some reason you just can't do it, every single show is put into podcast form. And it's anywhere you get your audio, and it's completely free of charge. So go and search for the Common Man and Timmy podcast on all platforms. Download it, subscribe, leave us a little rating and review, too. And it's brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling, so you'll never miss a thing. We say hello to our viewers watching on YouTube as well. You can get into the chat there. I have to talk about something that I did yesterday, because I had the day off.
Okay, let it out.
And it was one of those...
Well, you were still in here. I saw you.
I did. I had to pop in here. You were here doing Talking Tuesday? Talking stuff?
We had a Wednesday stock watch for the beat. Stonks.
Oh, you were doing the Wednesday because it was Tuesday.
Sorry.
You were recording a day ahead.
Really peeling back the curtain.
Oh,
here.
My God.
Right? We record a day
inside,
in advance.
Inside
sorry.
Baseball.
Yeah, sorry.
So I had to come.
We don't actually do it at 5 a.m. every day.
I had a gift for my nephew that had been sitting at my desk since the summer. Do you buy Christmas gifts earlier in the year?
Time to time? I just did all of my Christmas shopping yesterday after I left.
See, sometimes I'm thinking like that.
You're ahead of the game.
I think of something like throughout the year, and if it's like a, you see like a deal on something, or you just see something that you know someone's going to like. And you and
are you not worried that you might misplace it and forget about it?
No, like I had it in a spot here at my desk. I thought that was a good safe place. Like I would see it, like I'd make eye contact with it almost every single day.
Okay.
And it was a Donruss Optics NBA basketball card pack. And they released these at Sam's Clubs and Costco's throughout the year. And they would fly off the shelves. Like, as soon as they would hit them, hobbyists will talk like, oh, there's something at Sam's Club in Costco. Yeah, get there. So I got him this. I got one for Jack and myself back then. It was pretty fun. Rip, as they say, fun to open those. So I had those, and I had pretty much had like a drop dead date in my mind of I got to get this box shipped or else
it's not going to make it.
You're going to be playing with fire. Yeah. And it's, I would recommend for all you guys listening, if it's December 17th. Get it done. Like, today, tomorrow, I would say...
I cannot believe...
Get the stuff done, get it sent, get it shipped. Anything you're buying online, like, you're probably already...
How are we 8 days
nearing
away?
...the deadline.
We eight, yeah. 7 no, days? We're, I don't even know what day it is. Oh, my gosh.
We're a week. It's next Wednesday.
That's unbelievable.
Or is it next Thursday?
Next Thursday, right?
Next
Colin,
Thursday.
Help us out.
Yeah.
You just gotta,
math.
Colin knows.
Yeah. We have 8 days a week. All right, next Thursday, good. So I had to come by the office. I had to do some of that stuff. So I was running around. I was like wrapping presents. Had to get a box shipped away to Virginia. So I had to get the thing here at the office, put that in the box too, take it over to the big giant hub post office, send that away. So doing a bunch of stuff. Then we had Jack's Christmas concert too, which I had a thought when I was watching the Christmas band concert. Does Liberty, does she do anything? Have you had to go to...
We had Junior Nutcracker on Sunday.
She did a play?
Yeah, a little ballet. Yeah.
A little ballet?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
There was not a lot of acting in it.
No.
I would say none.
You know, none whatsoever.
Yeah. And the story was not what you'd really follow as like a traditional Nutcracker. So did she perform great? She did. Was it worth it? Because we... like. Does anyone need to go watch it and understand it? No, I don't recommend it. It wasn't a great time.
But it did...
I did it, but I will always support my daughter.
You're doing your duty as a parent. So my thing was, is I'm at the eighth grade concert. They have like a concert band, symphonic band. And as they're doing this, they only did like three numbers. But I'm saying like, this is not bad, guys. Like you've got to a point where this is more than tolerable. I would say like
I can't wait to get to that point.
When they're 10, 11, you're like, we need to practice a little bit more, you know? Like, what are we doing here? Like, let's have some damn standards, okay? And then now, like, they're 14, they're in eighth grade, heading to high school. Some of the kids want to get serious about their instruments. I had sort of a thought while I'm sitting there. I'm thinking, I know my son. Like, I know some of his friends. Some of them, they don't even communicate with words. Like, they
six,
don't even
seven.
Have... They don't even have conversations. Like one of his friends, like the only conversations we'll have with him, and he'll say, "Yeah, it's good. It's going good. Like, so hockey's awesome right now.
It's good.
Yeah." And then like, I'll see him and Jack, they'll talk with each other and they'll just like have some grunting. They'll like show each other the phone and they'll laugh about what's on the phone. Then it's back to like, just
texting
like while they're sitting 5 feet away from each other or playing the same game and talking about that on the game app. It's like, what are we doing? And then to see that this band that has like 80 to 100 students, not only do they teach them how to play the instruments, so they had to get that done with our kids these days.
Yeah.
And then they got them to all play the right notes, like in the same order. And I'm just like, man, this is blowing my mind. Like,
pretty
I'm
good.
Lucky if I get 10 minutes with my son in a day. You guys are doing all this. I commend you. Job well done. I think there's still hope for humanity. You just have to keep it in perspective.
That was the best part for me on Sunday with the Junior Nutcracker, is that Liberty's been in this performance now. This is the third year that she's done it. And each year you're seeing the choreography, you know, her dance moves, the routine, understanding what's going on, staying on beat, all those things that go into dancing and recitals and performances, like getting better year over year. That was the best part, because I remember 3 years ago when it's like she's just up on stage staring at the coach that's off to the side, or the teacher,
choreographer.
Like, she has no idea what's going on, and she was on point this year. That part was great. Kudos to all the fine folks that put in the effort at Dublin Dance.
That's
up
good
there, because
that's
like
good.
You exactly what you're talking about. Like, how is she getting better at this stuff? How is anybody getting better when they're just like staring at their phones and yelling 6-7 all day?
I know, but that they get into a certain group setting and they can still come together and accomplish something. It's fantastic. So I crescendoed at the end of the night, and if I'm off, no matter how busy I am, I'm doing dinner. Like, Sarah's working, I'm off. Like, that's a rule we've got. Like, that person's doing dinner. Mm-hmm. I'm totally cool with that. That's the way it should go. And being in this shift now, dinners has been more of an enjoyable thing because it's not just me racing home and she's done dinner and then we're eating at like 8:20. So I thought that I would take my smash burger recipe indoors. I haven't done this yet. This has strictly been the Tyvis Powell Blackstone. Yeah.
The best gift ever.
In the Blackstone, you know, it's fine. Like, we got the patio, but it's the thing I realized, it's not quite level. I don't know how many people's grills will be perfectly level. You can try to, like, do it the best, but it's like a half an inch off or so.
Okay.
So when I, like, douse that thing with butter, because I try to do the full-on butter burger, smash burger style, it's not quite sitting right there. But when I did my breakfast griddle, you know, you got the countertop griddle that people do their, like, pancakes and
of course
whatever on sausages. I pop that puppy out and I get that thing heated up. I get it doused with butter. I had some veggies going on the skillet, which wasn't too bad. I had some air fryer going for the crispy crowns. And I kid you not, like, I did these, the first round of burgers. We each had doubles. That's like the standard order, double smash burger. Just chef's kiss.
Wow.
In a different seasoning too, because of the griddle. It's not the same seasoning.
Yeah.
They usually clean that with soap and water, put that away. Blackstone's got a different thing, but it was a more like kind of classic diner type of taste where it was just everything I seasoned in the burgers and on the skillet was there for it. And then because I don't want to like have leftover meat, like, are you this way? I had what was done.
Well, you got to make the rest. Yeah.
And then I had probably about a half pound left. So I said, let's go and just do the rest of this and see what happens. Maybe I eat it. Maybe I don't. And I do the triple. And this is where I'm talking about the erotic photos that were posted, because I saw T-Bone commenting on them. Like, the morning show is looking at this thing like, that's straight up pornography, what you're doing right there. And I do the triple and it was just the masterpiece burger. And I just do a little red onion and pickle on top. And before I knew it, I'd inhaled.
Nothing else?
Before, that's it. Shredded off the block cheddar for the better melt.
Okay.
And I did this thing. And I wasn't even hungry, but I made it. I sucked back the entire thing. I inhaled it just before I know it. Gone. And it was done. And I was in physical pain.
Wait, so you're saying you went five patties last night?
I went five patties. What? I think I did a pound. I did a pound of burger last night.
That should have been like a man versus food challenge.
I was hurting. I had to walk the dog afterwards. I was belching loudly the entire walk, just like moving around, trying to walk, trying to get it going. It was pain, but it was completely worth it in the end.
Five patties, Timmy, come on. It's just a Tuesday night.
I want to make those burgers for everyone that I like.
Okay, so when we're staging this downtown event with your mac and cheese, you're also making smash burgers. And it's all for charity.
You're going to have to roll up the garage door here at the fan and just sort of have a grill thing going.
You don't need a food truck. We've got a physical location right here.
We've done things like at the station and done burgers before. Those burgers, terrible. Terrible compared to what I would do.
I think they were just the frozen patties. It's not
good enough.
That's not Timmy's meat.
A wild recruiting story went the way of the Buckeyes. We'll tell you what's up. Austin Ward is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got slower traffic on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from Main Street to I-70. And you're going to run into a 5-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and Morse Road. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Evil Bald Colin is producing for us today. Man's out. Panama Ted is out. I'm here. And my friend Austin Ward, our Buckeye football expert, is here. CB, you don't have any like afflictions or fears of anything, because we have Panama Ted who is afraid of needles. Or it's not that he's that afraid of needles.
Colin's not going to tell you. You'll turn it on him.
We're open books.
You're threatening him.
We're open books here, Austin.
I would say mine are roller coasters that go upside down.
Oh, you won't do that?
Not like heights, but just roller coasters that take you upside down.
No inverted roller coasters.
Mm. Was there a time that you liked them, like me?
And no, then you I hit get a certain, nauseous every time.
You hit a certain... See, I was a kid and I loved going on any kind of roller coaster. And then I just sort of aged out where, you know, Roy Williams gets the vertigo, you know.
Yeah.
Well, everything would start spinning for him. I got older and then I just couldn't do the spinny and the upside down anymore.
I don't think that means that Colin has to say he's afraid of... of inverted roller coasters.
Yeah,
if they make you sick.
Like, I was thinking more of something else, because like you gotta get pricked with a needle. There's definitely a prick involved. Like you have to every now and then.
That's how it works.
There's no running away from that. And Teddy will sometimes get to the point where he could pass out.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And then we have Rhyme Time, who's even weaker. He can pass out just by association.
He was thinking about a needle.
No, he was just in a room where his wife was gonna have an IV put in or have blood drawn, and he passed out sitting down in a chair just while he was holding his wife's hand.
I can understand the getting your blood drawn. I can totally understand it physically does
something to you.
Yes,
so yeah, there
but,
is.
But I don't know. Was Teddy's also with like the flu shot or any type of like vaccine?
Yeah, anything.
See,
anything
I don't understand that one. I think that's pretty easy.
I don't love a needle though. Like I don't think that's that odd, but it won't knock me out. I hate getting the shot, but it's not going to knock me out.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't look at it. I'd rather not think about needles, but...
Yeah, you have to just play like a little mind trick.
The professionals know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not trying to hurt you. They're going to get it over with as fast as possible.
What do you think about? Like Happy Gilmore goes to his happy place. Like when you're going to be in a position like that.
New
like
Glarus.
You think about breweries.
Yeah. How am I going to make myself feel better after this?
I think about Line and Kugel's Summer Shandies.
Yeah. Whatever you can get from any fine Midwestern microbrewery, that's what I'm thinking about. People want cookies afterwards? No. That's not my reward. You got to be a glass of milk and a cookie? No.
I think people think you're always thinking about like the next, what is the Buckeye football take for today? Like what are you just formulating what the next thing is?
That's what they think I'm doing, but really I'm just thinking about beer.
You're just thinking about beer and wrestling cards and wrestling and just all of it. Did you like what they did with John Cena, by the way?
I didn't like Liberty crying that John Cena lost his last match. Yeah, the tears were real, and there was a lot of emotion for that. But as a, I don't know, as a adult wrestling fan, I appreciated the story. I appreciated the ending. I didn't think that John Cena was going to tap out, because I thought it was going to undermine 23 years of saying never give up. And then, I'm giving up and I'm out of here. But, you know, he smiled, and I know Maddie and I were talking about it out there in the bullpen yesterday. He's like, well, it was super corny. I was like, it's John Cena. He's the world's corniest man. Like, it's fine if he ended it that way. So I was good with it.
Yeah. I mean, I have not really, I can't speak to this as much because I've really never been in on wrestling outside of my middle school years. Like I had maybe a 2 to 3 year run.
When everybody in the world was in.
You're in on it in middle school. Although my son's not in on it. He's never been in on it. He's pretty much a football only guy.
I'm just talking about our age range. That's the Attitude Era. And like, it was the most popular thing in the world. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think if that was even pre-Rock. I think the Rock was in when I was in middle school. When did he jump into the fray?
You're talking about like mid '90s.
Was he around since the mid '90s?
Well, you had Rocky Maivia coming up as the phenom and the second generation superstar, and then that didn't take. And then you had Die Rocky Die, Nation of Domination version.
See, all this is over my head.
This was all before he found when he was like, well, why don't you just let me be the Rock? Let me be Dwayne Johnson, and that's when you know, thinking about 97, 98, 99, Rock versus Austin and, you know, Degeneration X era, Attitude era, WWE, WWF. That's when it really exploded.
His run has been that long.
Yeah, it
has been that long. And I would definitely have The Rock on a Mount Rushmore of wrestling any way that I would put it. John Cena, probably not. Some people would, but he's trying to follow in those Rock footsteps. I mean, he's already had a lot of top billings in movies. Not top billings, but he's had a lot of major roles in a lot of big franchises.
And we've
already
seen them go head to head in the Fast and the Furious.
That's
the greatest movie franchise of all time.
That's right. He's the Toretto brother, right?
It's Dom's brother.
Are they running one of those movies back here soon?
Yes, because they left Fast X on a cliffhanger where they were also the... Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen a three-year-old movie,
no,
it's not
a spoiler. Yeah, at the end of the thing, the end credits, The Rock is going to be coming back with Hobbs.
But I don't know when that... I would have thought it was already done through production and ready for us to all enjoy and get into Fast X1 or whatever bizarre name they're going to tack onto it. I'm sorry, bizarre. I didn't mean that, Fast and Furious. I love you. I would never diminish the clever ways that you've named this franchise.
Hey, now all I'm thinking about is a Corona.
See?
Me and my family.
It's family.
That's what I want
Brian
right
Kelly's
now.
Favorite line.
Get me an ice cold Corona. So I know you and Berm were all over this, and I'm sure Berm's head was spinning with recruiting that past week. And this story about Legend Bay, the four-star athlete who was committed to Ohio State, he was committed somewhere else, but
Tennessee.
Then he had flipped to Ohio State. Yeah, he was committed to Tennessee, flipped to Ohio State, and everything seemed good. And then we got to the day of, and all this stuff starts swirling around, and then you read into the story and you find out what happened and how his family's not with him, and he's being influenced by his mom, and was it his brother was the other main component in this? And he basically just got forced to flip back to Tennessee and sign when the whole world seemingly knew that he didn't want to go. He even snuck out a couple of social media posts about, hey, this isn't me anymore. They've commandeered my screens.
Like, I didn't sign the paperwork.
This is not my will.
Yeah.
But this is happening right now. So I'm not shocked, and I'm pleased to find out, this is how I thought it would go, that Tennessee wasn't going to hold a guy to go here who didn't really want to be here when they found out about the story. And so, Legend Bay.
Don't just let Tennessee slide out of this. Oh, this was just brought to our attention. They're sliding.
So what all did Tennessee do? Well, if they let him out, apparently.
They did let him out, but it's not.
So you're saying there was much more to this. They really tried. They were trying to be sleazy on their part.
They were. And, you know, I don't know every detail. I can't vouch for every part of this story. Berm has talked about this. Both on the show and at Letterman Row, were, you know, writing about it and talking about it. Was like, where does this rank among some of the craziest recruiting stories that you've ever been around? He's like, well, if 15% of what is out there is true, then it would be one of the craziest one of all time. Because you have allegations of his mom and Tennessee signing, buying a house, helping her buy a house in Knoxville, that the, you know, rest of the family were being cut into some of these NIL deals.
I mean, you knew it had to be. I mean, money is always the biggest deciding factor with this. And the fact that mom and other family members are trying to get in on his money package and steer him to a place he doesn't want to go is just sickening.
And that seems to be the case, because Legend himself has said over and over and over, where do you want to play? Who do you want to play for? It's Ohio State. It's relationships with Carlos Lachlan. It is being around Ryan Day. Like, he's made that clear all along, including when you talk Timmy about him sneaking out some social media messages after, you know, it looked like his account had been commandeered. People were forging his signature, perhaps, on some of these documents. Like, everything that you hear about it is truly insane. The best part about it, and I don't think that Tennessee should slide out scot-free, and at least they stopped resisting, which I think is what's happening here. They don't want to be involved in any lawsuit. They don't want to be roped into, you know, threats of whatever has to happen with Legend Bay whenever he becomes of age and is allowed to, you know, make his own deals himself, which is what was also talked about, is waiting for this process to come out so that he could, you know, sign over the documents himself, whatever. I mean, I don't know every single detail about it. I don't really want to, but eventually that common sense, for whatever reason, prevailed with Tennessee, and Legend Bay was able to go where he wants to go.
Good. And he's going to be a Buckeye. And so that, for now, a crazy story has been sorted out. I want to keep talking some Buckeye football coming up. I want to pick your brain on what's going on inside the Woody this week, because it's odd because it's the first week all season we haven't had any media. We're going to watch some games this week, and then we're going to know Ohio State's opponents. So some expectation level want to discuss as well. Austin is in for Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident causing some delay on westbound 70 on the west side at Wilson Road. Police are on scene there, causing stop-and-go traffic from 670. There's also slower traffic on northbound 315 between Ackerman Road and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. License in all states where work is performed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Timmy Hall and
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
We're going to do a little email bag coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. So send some in. It is goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I have a few that I've had pinned to that I wanted to share. So any questions you have, we got the holidays, we got Buckeye football coming up, which is what we're going to talk about right now. But send them in, goodcleanboy@gmail.com, and that'll be fun. Austin Ward is in for the Common Man today. I have to say, he's texting me right now about pizza, and he is really pissing me off because
I think he knew that this would be the reaction.
He had some Marion's today, so he took a little trip over towards the Dayton area or somewhere, and he's telling me how much Marion's sucks. He hates Marion's. Every time we go over there. And a lot of this I got from Beam and working with him for so many years, and Beam being a Centerville guy, he's given me two things at least that are food related, and that's Bill's Donuts in Centerville, a 24/7 donut shop. Colin is shaking his head. They're fantastic. The best donut holes that have ever been created. That's pretty much all I go for. I'm like, give me 7,000 donut holes. They're like, all right, that'll be $4.30. I'm like, okay, good. I have those, get a coffee.
Then he goes home and has five Smashburger patties.
It's, you know what? It's fantastic. And then actually right across the street from the Bill's Donuts in Centerville, there is a nice Marion's Pizza. I think it's Marion's Piazza. It's like the Italian way.
Very fancy.
P-I-A-Z-Z-A. Of course. But you can only get them out there. And I would recommend when you go there to try your first one, just get a standard pepperoni sausage. And it's very unique. They got like a separate bar for the drinks. They're humongous. There's like seating for 900 in a standard Marion's too. And they serve it to you just on the green tray and the cardboard sheet. And it's typical Central Ohio style, like that style crust, but they cut it into almost like micro pieces I'm talking like little nubs. You're like almost popping the pieces
pizza
in.
Pizza poppers?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's incredibly like, unique, but I love it.
Okay.
And he is just saying it is like the worst thing that he has ever tasted. And I just can't know flavor. It's garbage. It blows.
Wow.
I left half of it. When was the last time you had it? And I'm like, a couple months ago. Cheese and sauce trash. You've got no taste buds. Like, really giving it to me.
I think he just wanted to rattle you during the show.
Yeah, it worked.
There's no way. I mean, you swear by
no,
it.
No, no.
Beam swears by it. AJ Hawk swears by it.
I get it. Like, the thing about him is he's ultra, ultra critical when it's anything food related, especially when that comes to pizza.
Yeah.
And if there is something that is just a little bit off, or if it doesn't like mesh right, the cook temperature, seasoning in the sauce, the type of cheese, the type of sausage that was picked, the type of pepperoni that was picked, anything at all that just goes askew and it could throw him for a loop. I'm hoping it was a bad day. Sometimes that can happen. Like, you can recommend something to someone, you get a bad batch. I had a bad Jets not too long ago. And that's a disappointing night, because I think for chain pizza spots, they're some of the best that you can find and some of the most consistent, but not everyone can bat 1,000.
I told you before, pizza is my favorite food. I will eat it every day. Last week, it pissed off Allie, because I was like, we're going to go on Friday night. She's like, I just ate pizza like the last 2 days. We had a Christmas dinner or a Christmas party. We had pizza. I don't want pizza again. I'm like, you don't want pizza. I can't relate. I will eat it at any time, anywhere, in any place. And I subscribe to that theory that even bad pizza is still going to be worth it. I will eat any pizza in any way, shape, or form that you have it. And even if I don't think it's good.
I don't know if I'm with you there with the bad pizza take. Like, there's a thing where you can play like pizza roulette at Little Caesars. It depends on like what your price point is. When you go into a $5 pizza, which now, I mean, the hot and ready $5, that was like 20 years ago. It's like a hot and ready $10 now, but
it's
bad pizza kills
me. It's like a bad day at golf. Better than a good day at work.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Bad sex. They're all good, man. All of it.
Well, is there any other kind?
I don't know. I can't wait to find out.
Ask our partners. I think it's only bad.
It's not up
right?
to us.
It's not. It's fine for us. It's not like it to be better for them. But Austin, with Buckeye football, I want you to answer me. Like, what have you heard about, like, what is going on practice-wise, schedule-wise at the Woody this week? And we're going to watch Texas A&M and Miami. I feel like the home team is going to win. I understand there's some people that are hot, and we saw that coach's playoff confidential thing, how people think that Miami is a team that can get on a run here. We hope not, because that could be the first opponent for Ohio State. But what have you been hearing about where the team is, where their mindset is right now?
Yeah, I'm frankly surprised by the people expecting that Miami can make a push, because they have to leave the state of Florida and then go play in Kyle Field on Saturday. So
I don't like their chances.
So if you can't win the first one, I don't know how you can go on a run. But so I anticipate that it'll be Texas A&M and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl at the end of the month. And so by Saturday afternoon, a lot of the work so far, Timmy, has been self-scouting for Ohio State. You know, last week, the players had a chance to rest, recover. They weren't going full go. There were optional voluntary workouts. Woody's always open. You can go get that work in. But in terms of like ramping back up to full-scale practice, that's going to be later in the week, you know, tomorrow, Friday, into next week. Monday will be the first. It'll be like a full media day, I think, is what they're planning. They'll have a practice Monday. They're going to practice Tuesday. The players get out for the holidays. So, you know, they're trying to manage this. As I mentioned, when we talked to Nicole during leather jacket time, you know, it's 25 days between the games. It was 20 days last year between the Michigan loss and the Tennessee game. It's not all that dissimilar to the way that Ohio State is trying to manage the schedule. But, you know, they also had finals at the start of this week. So it's another curveball. You know, if you played a game on Saturday, you could probably get those practices going throughout the finals. But Ohio State, you know, let them focus on the academic part. It wasn't like they could install a game plan, get moving into, you know, Texas A&M or Miami prep until they actually know who they play. Mm-hmm. So they didn't rush it. And I think that that's smart, because you look at Jeremiah and Carnell with the, you know, injuries that they were dealing with in November. You're going to be, you know, banged up on the offensive line and probably without, or I expect to be without Tegra Shibole at right guard. So you've got, you know, some other bumps and bruises across the roster that you're trying to manage. Take advantage of that. This is a this is an actual bye week. And I think that Ohio State's smart to treat it that way.
All right, Austin, we're going to check that email inbox coming up here. goodcleanboy@gmail.com if you guys want to sneak a few in there. This is something we're doing just for the holidays here. I mean, we've checked the email account before. We converse with you guys. We haven't really done anything on air like some of the other shows have done around here. So we will do that.
This
Austin,
is the first time?
This is the first time.
All right.
I mean, we had this account for maybe 2-3 months. So not since the start of the show, but just recently. I mean, there's so many other different forms of communication. We've got our burner phone. We got the Twitter and X account. But this... It's just a little bit more, it's a little bit more of a formal way to chime in with us. So we'll do that coming up here. Austin Ward is in for Man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between 670 and 161. And watch out for an accident that's causing delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed Sponsored Jobs gives your job posting a turbo boost. Match with the candidates you're looking for, making your hiring simple. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Again, that's Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Ohio State getting 7 players on the Sporting News All-America list today. First team selections, Sonny Styles, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs, and Caden McDonald. Second team choices, Caden Curry, Carnell Tate, and Arvell Reese. While preparing for their appearance in the Frisco Bowl, Ohio University today fired head football coach Brian Smith over engaging in what they are calling serious misconduct. Smith was in his first full season as the Bobcats coach and was placed on leave December 1st. Pair bowl games getting underway just to start in a few minutes. Old Dominion facing South Florida in the Cure Bowl in Orlando. Louisiana faces Delaware in the 69 Ventures Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. The newly formed Columbus Aviators of the UFL, who start playing next spring, have named Ted Ginn Jr. their first ever head coach. This update brought to you by Rooster. For every $50 you spend in Roosters gift cards this season, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck at Roosters locations or at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Man is off today. My guy, Austin Ward, Buckeye football expert extraordinaire. You can catch him on many different shows here on The Fan. And, of course, our digital platform. It is Austin and Berm. Be sure you check him out there and you subscribe because we are getting to the good stuff. We're getting to the good part of the season here, man. I love it when we crept up on Michigan week, there was a little bit of... I wonder, you know, I think, I don't know how there's not when you're riding a 4-game losing streak. I was excited though to get to a game that was going to matter, that was going to mean something. And you knew that once you got there, this is the real football season. This is big time football every single game. And now you're in the part of the season where if you don't win, you're done. So it is gut check time. This is the fun stuff.
That's what makes it so disappointing and sad and frustrating when we have like last week with nothing and this week with even no media availability to talk with the Buckeyes. Like, you want to keep it rolling because that was the sense that I had. It's like, okay, the game is here. The Big Ten championship game is next. It's like, it's nonstop, full barrel, meaningful hardware games. No, there's 25 days to go. Now we're about halfway there. You know, we're 2 weeks away from New Year's Eve and Texas A&M or Miami, but
That's just been the stop-start nature of the year. I guess we should be used to that by now because you had Texas right to start. Like, well, okay, well, now we're going to look forward to, I guess we'll get fired up for Washington or maybe Illinois, and then another break. Well, Penn State's right there. Okay, that'll be another mile marker. No, that's not the same. Like,
it was
a weird year.
So strange. You're right. And just I don't know if any of us really expected Ohio State to go undefeated. I didn't.
There wasn't a lot of that.
I don't know if I'm ever going to think that our Buckeyes, as expensive as that roster might be, are going to go undefeated through a 12-game season, knowing what you typically will have in store for you in the Big Ten. There's going to be some more road trips to L.A. like in the future. Like going on the road to Washington was maybe an underrated performance back at the time.
Absolutely.
Maybe still is. Just the fact that you really shut down a quarterback that was starting to gain confidence. And we always wondered, like, how's this defense going to be against a mobile quarterback? You know, well, that guy's pretty mobile, yeah, and
check the box
pretty
there.
Good. And that was a pretty dominant performance. I think there was like one drive to speak of in that entire game.
Just a couple field goals.
Yeah, just a couple field goals, all they put up. But Austin, let's go ahead and open up our good, clean boy email bag.
Everybody wanting mac and cheese.
The email, yeah, aside from that, I see there's about 70 of them now that just want mac and cheese. I was asking for a little bit more than that, okay, other than just give me the mac and cheese recipe. So
unable, you have to trade it for a question.
Unable to sift through all those to see if there are also questions involved in the ones that are headered about mac and cheese, please. Give me the mac and cheese or die, those types of things. So you can always email goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Let's just do this. Let's start with Ralph here. Ralph says, I think Day needs to take over play calling. Okay, we go right into Buckeye football, Austin, so let's listen. After watching the Big Ten championship, there were several suspect play calls. I think Hartline just needs to move on to South Florida. He's got way too much happening, and his head ain't all the way in. I love Hartline, but he got to go. What's your thoughts? The RTG contractors. All right, shout out, guys. I've thought a lot about this. Me and Nicole actually were talking about the Hartline situation in the piece that you'll see on 10 TV Plus at 6:45. I don't know if we'll know the answer to this. I really don't, because not every situation is the same. It's my take. I know before we had the Indiana game, I was going to give this Ohio State staff, and I'm giving Ryan Day the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise, because we gave him a lot of stuff after they lost that Michigan game, and maybe rightfully so in a football sense. It sucked what happened to him and his family personally. Mm-hmm. That should not ever happen. I get the way things are when it's this pressure cooker to Ohio State, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt after they won those four games. You want to hire Matt Patricia? Sounds great. And you know what? Now is great. Like, it was pretty great.
Turns out he got that right.
And it was good. And with Brian Hartline, you've done a lot for this university. You came up as a assistant, like an analyst, grad assistant, whatever his title was, and became one of the best recruiters and best developers of wide receivers. If there's anyone I would trust to make it work, it is you. It is these guys. But then again, first game out, they lost. So, and there, I agree. There were some things in the third down play calling, the third and fourth down situational play calling, not passing the eye test to me. I don't think it passed anybody's test, and it didn't actually work on the football field. So you got to go back to the drawing board. But I get the concern. Where are you at with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, Brian Hartline's not solely to blame for that. You know, this is a collective effort. Ryan Day stresses that all the time with the way that the offensive staff is structured, the way that they build a game plan, you know. And Ryan Day has himself, both publicly and privately, said coming out of the Indiana game, you know, they were stretched too thin. They were dealing with the Chris Henry Jr. saga. Brian Hartline taking that job around midnight on Tuesday of that week. Penn State coming to after Matt Patricia to try and hire him. And then, you know, the recruiting stuff lasted all the way until Friday. So I don't think that it is solely a Brian Hartline issue. Is it incredibly difficult to juggle both of those two jobs? Yes. Is there an opportunity when you get into the holiday mm-hmm. weekend in the mm-hmm. next 2 weeks, getting into the Cotton Bowl, that Brian Hartline will be able to set some of that aside and refocus? He also called a great game in the Big House. It's not impossible for him to do that. I think it's up to Brian Hartline to decide, and he's had now a stretch to reflect and to also be making some of these hires for South Florida. If he thinks that it's too much, I think he's earned the right to make that call. I don't think that Ryan Day has to say, we're benching you. I think there's a way that everyone can get what they want out of it.
And right. if
Ryan Day taking more responsibility for the game planning, which he is and will do, fine. But that he does not want to be having the play sheet in his hand and staring at it and not being the head coach on the sideline anymore.
No, but whatever happens, this is just the way things are. If you don't win the national championship, this will be talked about.
100%.
That's just the way it goes.
100%.
And you got to be okay with that. Andrew emails us at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. He says a clean boy question. Any word on OSU rocking the heritage stripes for the playoffs? Drew is a fourth grade teacher at Horizon Elementary. Oh, that's nice. That was Jack's old school. So that's nice. I wonder if he was one of his teachers. But anyway.
I haven't seen him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should.
Nike rolls him out for everybody or for everybody that has a deal with them for the postseason. I haven't seen him yet. I know there's been some nods to the past with those. Maybe Colin's got a good look at him. I haven't seen him yet.
Let me go with Colin. Do you know? What are you saying back there, Evil?
It's funny. I actually had some members from the equipment team over here today to pick up our gear. And
the inside scoop?
I should have asked that question. I did not. But typically, they usually reserve that for if they make the national championship.
Colin is actually a guy that gets a surprising amount of inside info.
I mean, actually. It's a backhanded compliment.
He gets inside info, and he'll
he also
tell
gets
me,
the inside gear.
He'll can't tell me things, and he'll be like, "No, obviously you can't say that on the air." I'm like, "Yeah, that's right."
I've never said this to Colin. There's a lot of times he has so much of the actual coaching gear that you can't buy anywhere. I'll see him in the press box, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's the guy who coaches linebackers over there." He's going back into the booth there to dial up he's calling for. Four tight end, 14 personnel. That's him right there.
I get how he's an important guy. Like, he's in the booth. Like, he's Learfield through and through. Like Rudy is for Notre Dame. Like, that's Colin with the Buckeyes and with Learfield.
Yeah.
He gets all, like,
I don't think he wants to be Rudy.
The gear that you mentioned, like, they get, like, some Learfield-branded Ohio State stuff. I don't know if I ever saw one of those in all my years doing post-game shows and doing the... Doing the basketball deal.
Nice.
Must be nice. It's a nice little MBN. Let me sneak one more in here, and then I'll have to carry this over, because I'm getting a lot more now as we're doing this.
We got
this.
Time?
We do. It's a 3-hour show. We get the whole 5 o'clock hour here. Lennox says, are you guys, this is a food one, switching from Buckeye football here, because I see some more there. Are you guys opposed to having ham on Thanksgiving and turkey on Christmas? I am, but I want to know what you think. So you're opposed to that. Lennox, I am pro eating what you think is sane to eat on that holiday. I've done barbecue Thanksgivings. I've done full-on jack stack slates on Thanksgiving. I'll do it for Christmas, too. You can absolutely do a turkey. Clark Griswold, they try to have turkey. It's just a little dry. Like, they tried to do that. That's fine. You can do a honey-baked ham on Thanksgiving. You can have ham and turkey. Yes. Yes.
I think... You don't have to follow the herd. Make your own tradition. The Ward House, our tradition for Christmas is lobster and crab legs. It's seafood for us.
Jameis, bring him over?
We leave Jameis out of it. You know, he can go eat.
He'd be real entertaining to have for the holiday.
I mean, he'd be, you can make those legs into a W and he'd be devouring them all. I don't want him eating my dubs, all right? So do what you want. Follow your heart.
All right, more of your emails, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And Christmas movie hysteria took over the radio station. I'm going to give you the most underrated one in my mind that I've seen yet. That's coming up. Austin is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should avoid eastbound 70's off-ramp to Wilson Road on the west side. That's currently closed due to an accident involving a semi. And there's almost a 20-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by JumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tybus.
Cooper Flagg. He played in Maine.
He from Maine?
Yes, he is from Maine. They said the whole state.
I've never even heard of somebody being from Maine.
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
At the Ohio
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A little sunshine, breezy, warm and dry on this Wednesday. Temperatures in the mid to upper 40s, down to around 30 degrees on Thursday morning. Mostly cloudy and breezy conditions. Plenty of clouds, rain showers, gusty winds, and warm temperatures on Thursday, especially afternoon and Thursday night. Highs in the low to mid 50s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Might be my new favorite one. I do want to tell you guys about my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Austin, the holidays, they're meant to be joyful. But if you're a man dealing with that dreaded two-letter acronym, ED, that's erectile dysfunction, well, then the season of love and joy can be a season of pain and sorrow. But the good news is they're experts at treating it. I would offer you this. Go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com, and take a look at everything and all the different treatment plans and the options that they have for you. They've got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. The one in Hilliard is right by Fishy's house, so you can have a little holiday luncheon with him, give him a high five.
High fives,
and then
baby.
Head right across the parking lot to the Tri-State. Boom, bang, you're there. They've got treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. So just go to that website, tristatemenshealth.com. Get set up. That first appointment, $99. You get the consult, TMPSA test. If advised, you get the dose. And if it doesn't work in the office, then the visit is free. You could be doing it the day after your appointment. Whew. It's crazy.
Phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Fish emailed me about the mac and cheese.
Everybody wants it.
What?
Your desk is like 6 feet
Fish,
from his office.
I'm trying to do the show here. Like every single email is about the mac and cheese. I'm trying to like sort.
You're working.
So there's actual emails about other topics.
This is the hardest I've ever seen you have to work during a show. Just feverishly.
Oh, you see this? Like,
yes.
You see what I'm doing?
Your
here?
Inbox is going crazy.
People are watching
it's like
on
a
YouTube.
Slot machine.
See, like I'm trying to sort this out and
copy, paste, send mac and cheese. Copy, paste, send mac and cheese.
Right. No, and I'm about 50 behind. I am enjoying it, though, because people are going to actually try that and eat it. And some guy emailed in and said that he's doing a pork shoulder, which I highly recommend. It's one of my most favorite things to do when you're doing like a good barbecued pork shoulder. Smoking one, preferably, with a nice dry rub.
Here's the problem that you're about to run into, Timmy, is that this email address has been overwhelmed by your mac and cheese recipe and request.
We'll get to it.
You're going to
yeah,
have to
we'll
create
to
a separate account now to get actual questions for the show.
Or make a bot.
Okay.
Or get a, like, can I get a Boston Dynamics robot?
Check here just, if you're looking for mac and cheese.
Just get it done if, like, the AI system knows to just fire back the Word document. All right, so Christmas movie hysteria. Get back to these messages, but I got to throw this movie out. I just want to know. I know many of you out there have seen it. I just don't know where it is in everybody's pantheon of Christmas movies. I have a feeling it's not in most people's top 10.
Okay.
And it has now moved into our top five. Me and Sarah, we love it. Like, we've got to watch it every year.
It's going to get a first round bye?
We've already watched it a couple of times.
Top four?
Have you seen Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon?
I have not.
You have not. You've got to see it.
All right.
Evil. Have you seen Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon?
I feel like I have, but I don't remember it.
I really want you guys to put this one on the list. It's not that old. It's probably like 2007, 2008-ish or whatever. Well, so it's had some run.
Vince Vaughn, and how could it go wrong?
It's on one of the major streaming platforms right now. There is a scene in this movie where Vince Vaughn, the whole idea of the movie Four Christmases is that both of their parents are separated. They like to get out. They like to get away. They make up some story and then they go to Fiji and go snorkeling. Like that's their Christmases. They don't like to spend it around their broken families. So when a storm rolls into San Francisco and cancels their flights, they get caught on a news camera.
Uh-oh.
About like the troubles of travel, like where were you guys going? Vince Vaughn gets frozen right there in front of everybody. And then their families start ringing him in like, oh, you're here. Good. And so they get roped into going to all four spots like in the same day.
Okay.
And it's just hilarity ensues. Robert Duvall's character, he's Vince's dad, is maybe the best part of the movie, where he's trying to install a satellite dish in his place. And it just goes crazy. It's one of the movies where Jon Favreau, you know, he goes from being like completely fat to then completely fit in the next movie. He's like an MMA fighter in this movie. And so they're all like beating the ever living crap out of Vince Vaughn.
Oh, this is when he was training to marry Monica Geller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. He's in, I don't know if, no, you see, Vince Vaughn and Favreau, I think, met during the filming of Rudy. And Favreau was the nerd in Rudy, but then later on he'd do a football movie, The Replacements, where he's a linebacker. He's a total maniac. And
he's a chameleon,
cut up in this
body
one.
Chameleon.
He was a body. It's like Nick Wright's hair. It's different every single time that you see it. So, I would implore you put that one on your list with all the Christmas movies everybody's been talking about. You know where I stand on Christmas Vacation, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, The Santa Claus is one that's there for me.
Mm.
And then, Four Christmases, pepper in a little It's a Wonderful Life at the end of it as an OG. I heard like Bo Bishop can't stand it. I know Common Man can't stand it. But I got to give that at least one watch because it used to be like the only Christmas movie for so long.
Still hasn't said Elf yet over here? Hasn't said Bad Santa over here? Oh, come on.
I'm in on Elf.
All right. Okay.
Is Elf your Uno?
So when we have our seafood Christmas dinner, and Christmas Eve night is always Elf, followed by Bad Santa. Liberty can only watch the first one, of course, and then it's bedtime.
Elf but Bad Santa.
But you go back to back, you just get the full experience, the full range of emotions, the full dichotomy.
There are some lines in Elf that I like to use all the time.
Oh.
Work's your favorite. Make work your favorite.
Yeah. No, it's always phenomenal.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town!
Oh, my God!
It's good. Common Man hates Elf, too.
Oh, boy.
Can't stand it, but I gotta watch that one. So
I'm glad I'm here so that we can embrace the Elf of it all.
Here's one, as we go back to goodcleanboy@gmail.com, to the email bag that we're doing today. Pizza and wrestling, that's a good header.
Well,
that's
for you. Sounds like an email for me.
Our guy Kurt says, my squared circle brethren.
They got a name for that, Jules. It's called a bum.
This might be a slightly controversial take, but having a single Mount Rushmore of wrestling is on the level of only liking one style of pizza. In my opinion, there's three Rushmores for everyone. In-ring, promos, and overall.
Mm.
Much in the same way different styles of pizza fit different situations. That's very interesting, Kurt. It's an astute way to put that there. But yes, if you were talking about in-ring, understand that would be just for wrestlers. He's not talking about different tiers. He's got a Mount Rushmore of wrestlers, four wrestlers. I understand for the different ones, though.
Yeah, I think it was described recently, and for my fellow professional wrestling brethren there, if he listens to Sam Roberts, who has, I think, the best wrestling podcast that exists, says, well, you have to understand what the actual point of Mount Rushmore is, because you throw this around for every topic. Mount Rushmore of Buckeyes, Mount Rushmore of the NFL, Mount Rushmore of Major League Baseball. And you just think it's the four best. Like, that's not what, those aren't the four best presidents. Like, they all stand for something specific.
It's
the founding of the country.
It's your
the expansion
aura,
of the,
it's everything no, that you yeah.
It's specific. Like I don't remember what all four of them are specifically. I'm going to butcher that part, but like, you know,
oh, I would
George
too.
Washington
yeah.
was critical in the expansion, and you have
he's also number one.
Teddy Roosevelt in expanding, you know, the landscape of the United States. Like
also
they all,
did football.
So it's not like they said, let's put this up there and these are the four best. So you have to decide.
A football. Yeah. You're up there.
Okay. Whatever. But so that you have to, if you are going to be more specific about it, you could find a way that say, well, who was the best promo? And you say, well, that's The Rock. Who was the most important for expanding the footprint of WWE? It wouldn't exist without John Cena's 23 years. That's why I think he probably deserves to be on there for the
okay,
top four.
Because
it was a desolate landscape for much of his tenure, and it probably would have collapsed without him. But anyway, I agree with him. You can have him for different things, but you also have to narrowly define.
Okay,
what,
all right.
Not
I,
you, not
I
you.
I got it.
I'm just talking to the world. We don't stop saying that Mount Rushmore is the four best. It's not.
It's different. It's different. You got to look at other factors. I understand. Look, can we do a couple more?
Yeah, let's. Sorry.
This is
sorry,
Evan.
America.
Evan chimes in and says, has a header about ketchup. The ketchup too far? Hey, Timmy, is it out of bounds to put ketchup on a nice cut of steak? Yes.
Oh, God.
Is it disrespectful to the cook? Yes. You're dumb if you put ketchup on a steak. Stop doing that. There are different sauces you can put on a steak.
If you want,
ketchup is not one of them.
If you want sauce on it,
you can sauce it up.
And you are a fan of ketchup, just ask for some steak sauce.
Ask for whatever the steakhouse recommends. Try that. Like maybe it's something that's not just A1 steak sauce, but something that will fit what cut of steak that actually is. Don't ever, ever, ever go to a fine steakhouse and put it on your steak. Don't even do that at home either. Couple quick football ones from Sam. Do you think Ohio State gets more creative in the red area? Getting rid of four tight end sets. Something to discuss. And any chance Matt Patricia leaves in the offseason? So a little bit of a two-parter there.
I believe Ohio State will absolutely be more creative in the red zone. I think that I had a conversation now a week and a half ago, day after the Big Ten championship game, with some people in the Woody. Yes, they are seeing the same things that everybody else is. The 13 and 14, the three tight end and four tight end personnel groupings are not working. And you have Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith on your roster. They probably need to be on the field more. Ohio State, I think, is committed to doing that in this postseason run. You know, it depends. I wouldn't want to answer that definitively one way or another. I think Matt Patricia is happy at Ohio State, would like to stay at Ohio State, will be offered a contract that would allow him to stay and be very well compensated for the next several years. But I would have said the same thing about Chip Kelly in December of last year, and I did not know that Las Vegas would lose its mind and spend $6 million on Chip Kelly to lure him to the NFL. So I can't make any promises other than I can say Matt Patricia is really, really happy at Ohio State right now.
All right, who needs email when you have the phone? And that's what we're going to use as we talk to our guy, Jeff Rimmer. It is name dropping with Jeff Rimmer as we talk some jackets in 2 minutes. Austin Ward is in. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for an accident that's on southbound Sawmill Road at Hard Road. Police are on scene there, causing some extra delay. And there's a 5-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt between Cemetery Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer every single Wednesday at this time. And Jeff, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. This will be the last one that we do before we get to the big day next week, because we'll have a best of show on Christmas Eve next week. How's everything going? How's the season going so far?
Going well. Obviously, getting ready for the big day on the 25th, but great to join you here, Timmy, and looking forward to our conversation today.
Oh, it's fantastic. We got our guy, Austin Ward, who's helping us out on the show for the first time, Buckeye football expert extraordinaire, big Jackets fan as well. So tell us your thoughts on that game last night. Jeff, we saw another lead blown, but they get the job done in the overtime. They've played in about as many overtimes as anyone in the league. The Ducks, I believe I saw they had an 8-1 mark in overtime. So good to beat that team, and a great shot by Adam Fantilli. But overall, your outlook on that performance?
Well, let's talk specifically about Fantilli and what a great individual effort after taking a pass from Kent Johnson. I mean, he literally went up the ice and was flying. The interesting sidelight to that was, did you notice the player that was in pursuit of Fantilli? And that was Carlson, who, of course, was drafted just ahead of Fantilli in the draft now over 2 years ago. Leo Carlson is an outstanding talent, and he was taken somewhat surprisingly because the Blue Jackets did not feel, if you recall, at the draft that Fantilli would be there at number three after Bedard and Carlson, but there he was. The Jackets were very pleased to pick him up. And wouldn't you know it, a little poetic justice as Fantilli scores the game-winning goal, his second game winner. Yeah, a little blip there, allowing a third-period goal, and it was a fluke goal at that that tied the game. But I thought it was a great effort by the team. I thought they worked hard, and Zach Werenski with another great effort.
Jeff, these blown leads and some of this stretch in the last, you know, 2-3 weeks are just, they're wearing me out. And I told that to Timmy at the start of the show. It's like, I want to believe. I came in with so much optimism for this season. And it's like, I feel like the rug is getting pulled out like every night. And he said, well, don't worry. Jeff is going to turn around your entire mood. How are you still finding some encouragement about what's going on for the Jackets right now? Talk me out of it.
I'll talk you out of it from the standpoint that, hey, it's an 82-game season, and there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows, as long as they limit those lows here. And the way the team, I thought, responded last night, played a better hockey game and a loss the previous game, but giving up that goal to tie the game, everybody, I'm sure, thought, oh, here we go. But the Jackets certainly prevailed. They're missing, obviously, Olivier, and we're not saying he's not a frontline player by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a key member, as is Gudbranson, part of the leadership group. They've got to get, people like Kent Johnson going, and we discussed that. I thought initially after I talked to Timmy about Kent Johnson here, was it last week or the week before?
Next game,
he scored a goal. Next game, he scored a goal, and it looked like, hey, looks like he's going to turn the corner. He made the pass on what turned out to be the game-winning goal by Fantilli last night. He's got to get going on a consistent basis, but they need more scoring from others that they're counting on. Monahan continues to play. You want to see him chip in a little bit more, but hey, the guy's a warrior. He's playing through injury. They've got to get the goaltending. Jet Greaves certainly has played well. Elvis is going to get some of these games coming up here, and he's got to step up and provide the Jackets with more than adequate goaltending. So, yeah, it's a team effort. We're fine. It's a long season here. You look where they are in the standings, and quite frankly, I think these standings are going to stay bunched up here. With these three-point games and the number of three-point games, everybody is still in it. And look at the Buffalo Sabres, who just hired Jarmo Kekäläinen yesterday.
How about
that? They still have the opportunity here to climb back, and Jarmo expects them to be in the playoff hunt. So we're a far cry from really getting into the position where we have to really start being concerned. The Jackets will be fine. It's a long 82-game season.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Kent Johnson, hopefully this is the start of something, because he hadn't had, I had to check, I don't think he had a multi-point game all season. And so he has the two assists against the Ducks, and he had, he's got points in three straight games now, which is a ton for what he's done. What do you think they're doing with Chinnikov? Do you like what you're seeing from him right now and the team's playing with him at the moment?
Well, I'll put on my coaching hat for a moment here. And if he's going to be productive, you've got to stick with him. You've got to give him the ice time. I thought these last several games he's been flying on the ice. He's a tremendous skater. He's got a great shot. He was moved up in the lineup for that game last night. I thought he played well. Oh, by the way, since you mentioned Chinnikov, I thought the call by the officials last night for goaltender interference.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really a bad call. From the standpoint, if you look at the replay and you see where the defender's feet are, they get tied up there with Chinnikov, and that's what forced him into the goaltender. It was a bad play, and one of the better referees in the NHL, I don't believe, makes that call looking at where Chinnikov was and the fact that he was tripped up before he went colliding into the goaltender.
Jeff, I bet you've been asked this and answered it a number of times throughout your career and beyond, but what Zach Werenski has done and again did last night, it feels like we're just watching one of the all-time great Blue Jackets performances in real time before us. Where does what he's done so far rank from what you've seen in Columbus? And I know that there's still plenty more ahead of him, I hope. But I don't know that he gets enough attention, even though we all know how good he is in Columbus.
Well, yeah, we know how good he is, but sometimes I think people outside of Central Ohio and around the National Hockey League don't give Zach his due. Last night, another, three-point game. He didn't even know he got the assist until somebody told him after the game he had the assist last night on the game-winning goal. So it was three-point night for him. I'll tell you, he is right there with Makar and Hughes, who just got traded from Vancouver onto Minnesota, and what a shot in the arm that is for the Wild, who, by the way, joined the NHL the same year the Blue Jackets did. But those two guys are on a par. And I tell you what, I think that, again, and he got some Norris consideration last year, he looks like he is skating better and playing even at a higher level this season, Austin, than he did last year. That's a good question.
Rimmer, do you want to talk about your friends here tonight?
Absolutely. Byers Imports by the airport now offering brand new 2025 Subaru Outbacks at 0% interest for the rest of 2025. Head over to Byers Imports by the airport. They have several Subaru Outbacks ready to choose from, both in color and options. And hey, when I say Byers Imports Subaru by the airport, you know, it's so close to so many of your communities here in Central Ohio's. Byers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road. They're easy to get to and very easy to deal with. Byers Imports by the airport.
All right. Do you want to do any name dropping? And if you name drop Santa Claus, I'm not even going to be surprised.
Santa?
10 a.m.?
No. I'm not going to give you Santa Claus's name. Maybe, well, I'd say maybe next week, but now you tell me that there'll be a best of show, and I'm sure it'll be a dandy come next Wednesday Christmas Eve.
Maybe we'll put like a combination of our best clips of you in the same 5:30 spot next week. I don't know yet.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. But as far as name dropping, I've been talking a lot to the former president of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Davidson, here, throughout the season. And even though he's on the periphery doing some games and available when the Blue Jackets, be it Evason or Don Waddell, want to talk to him and kind of pick his brain, he's there. But I'll tell you, he is really dialed in on this team. And we talked last night and again here today about last night's performance. And they really, we cannot underscore how well they played last night. Anaheim came in with a big win over the Rangers in New York. And they're on a roll. They've had a great road trip that ended last night against Columbus. But JD's, again, talking about this team, and he feels they're just on the cusp of kind of turning it around to answer Austin's question there. There's a good feeling in the dressing room. There's a good feeling in the organization. And we've got a long, long way to go here. Just past the 30-game mark. I think this is going to be a very, very exciting season from a Blue Jacket standpoint and for the fans.
I hope so.
You're right, Timmy.
They got to go. They got to get going, Jeff. We got to get going. We got to win this game tomorrow against the Wild.
I feel better already. I need tickets for tomorrow night now. I'm going to name drop Jeff. Maybe I'll get in.
See, Jeff, I'm afraid that doing this now, we're not going to get any more tickets from over there without we talk about the hockey club some days. But, you know, that's what we do.
Stay positive, Timmy. Timmy, stay positive.
It's positive and realistic and all those things put together. Let's see him put a good performance on the ice tomorrow. Let's try to stack up some wins, especially when you're defending home ice. Keep seeing Kent Johnson take some steps. That would be good, too. That was 600 games for Zach Werenski, by the way. 600 games.
He's a Columbus legend, man. I'm going to keep saying it.
No, he's great to watch.
Let me give you just an aside as to tomorrow night's telecast, or tomorrow night's game, and on radio, of course. The Blue Jackets tomorrow will watch, and we all will, as Werenski goes against Quinn Hughes. So two of the top three defensemen in the National Hockey League go head-to-head tomorrow night at Nationwide in a 7 o'clock start.
Yep, there it will be. Jeff, thanks for the time, man. And again, happy holidays. Have a very Merry Christmas for you and yours next week.
And same to you.
Very good. Jeff Rimmer, name dropping, everybody. The back page is coming up next. Austin Ward is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's causing some delay on westbound 670 after 3rd Street, and you're going to hit a 15-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Take the Blues Buckeyes head to Atlanta for a battle with North Carolina.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at 2 with the Tip at 3.
Every game, every season, proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
So there's a real...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show is coming up here at the top of the hour, and we have a little Inside Edge action coming up at 7 o'clock after that. So some more CBJ talk tomorrow. We just talked to Rimmer, got another game against the Minnesota Wild. Dean Evason against his former team. Oh, I do have the plug sheet here. Fishy had handed me the plug sheet before he left, so tomorrow morning... Coming up on T-Bone and Tyvus, they will talk to the head coach, Dean Evason, at 7:30. So do not miss that.
A little game day chat.
Yeah, a little game day chat on Bishop and Friends at 10:30. Paul Feinbaum, he'll talk some college football. Big weekend of college football playoff action. A juicy weekend coming up here. Rothman and Ice, they have the Buckeye Bulletin at 1:46. And right here at 3 o'clock tomorrow, it is Too Hot Thursday. Panama Ted with his collection of some of the hottest sounds from around the radio station and beyond. And we also check in with our guy Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. Talk some Big Ten football and get ready for Indiana and Ohio State's run in the college football playoff. There's updates here. There's some updates on Sherrone Moore. And you'll give some of the details in just a second, Austin.
Okay.
But the thing that keeps going through my mind, I watched the 60 Minutes piece about Indiana football. I don't know if you caught that.
Mm-hmm.
I just continue to be fascinated by that. And it really is remarkable. And they ask, I forget who is reporting in that piece, but it was well done. It was done like a 60 Minutes piece would be done. So it just had that. Had that kind of nostalgia type
happen?
Of feel. Yeah. How did this happen?
And none of us know.
At one of the most unsuccessful Power Four programs in the history of college football.
Nestled
a place with over 700 losses.
Nestled an hour south of Indianapolis.
But they ask Kurt Cignetti something about like it feels like it's a miracle that this has happened.
Yeah.
And he kind of immediately tried to dispel that and get into his Cignetti, you know, coach speak stuff. And that's like truly what he likes to do is the coach speak, keep things on a level plane. He felt like he did what he did. It was a calculated decision, as I could understand that it was, having that, you know, moment on the basketball court about how Michigan and Ohio State sucks too and Purdue sucks, and then doing the Google Me thing. He wanted to like jolt everyone back to life to see if there was even a pulse for this thing here.
Yeah.
I totally understand that, and I respect that too. And now that you talked the talk and then you've walked the walk, but I just can't get it out of my mind how there's got to be some element of a miracle to it. And you have that there, and then you have this Michigan thing here where that you couldn't have programs going in more opposite directions, and Cignetti and Indiana doing that. And Sherrone Moore, where every day something else is going to come out, and this is happening to him in Michigan.
Think about what you're talking about there, too, Timmy. You got to go one step further. The winningest program in the history of college football in Indiana, trading places to this level is
what?
Insane.
Like, where are we?
And it only gets worse because we talked about it in the middle of Common Man and Timmy here about trying to wrap our minds how Sherrone Moore could avoid any jail time and how that's a real possibility. Well, the digging into what's happened there is starting to get real, and the walls are closing in a little bit more for Sherrone Moore. This is from The Athletic that alleges a long history of domestic violence against this staffer. This came from Katie String, Austin Meek, and Sam Jane, where there was the Detective Jessica Welker of the Pittsfield Township Police Department provided information in sworn testimony at a complaint authorization hearing Friday prior to Moore's arraignment on charges of third-degree home invasion, stalking, and entering. Transcript of the hearing reveals new details. The female staffer told police that she disclosed her relationship with Moore to the university earlier that day and was preparing to leave town when Moore barged into her apartment. And furthermore, she said that Sherrone Moore had a long history of domestic violence against this staffer during their relationship.
My God.
How? I mean, just, and for Michigan to claim, and again, this is coming out from her lawyer. She informed them directly last Wednesday that this had been happening. And then he was fired later that day. The discussion, the possibility, the rumors about this have existed long before last Wednesday.
You said it too. I can't understand a lot of things about this. You and I, like, we would never do this in the first place. We happily married men would never step out on our loved one.
Nope.
Don't get that. But if you're that famous and you're the head football coach at Michigan, you're making millions of dollars, you beat Ohio State, why are you messing around with that? The more, this is what people don't get. You get stupider. And that's not even a word. You get dumber as you get more famous because you can't hide. Tiger Woods couldn't do this. You think you are going to be able to do this? Tiger couldn't do it, and he's a lot better than you. And you thought that you could get away with this?
100 times the amount of money.
What is wrong with you? Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored.
sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, we did a little email bag almost much of the 5 o'clock hour. That was fun. Maybe we'll bring that back time to time. Send us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Had a couple others. My quarter zippers. Heard Timmy talking about the smash burgers, and they do sound delicious. Question is, if there's one thing you make that you'd want all of your friends and family to try, what would it be? And another one, other than pizza, what would your pull-the-pin food be? Okay, pull-the-pin food. If I can't take pizza, I'm probably doing that, the smash burgers.
Okay.
Like that, I think I've perfected that. I would make them for you, CB, anyone, my friends and family. I would have them over. I'd make that, grill out. Barbecue would be a close, probably the pull-the-pin. I'd need, like, if it's not the smash burgers, pizza, probably a barbecue spread.
Yeah, nobody wants me to cook for them, I can assure you.
There's not amongst my friends,
I am a horrible cook.
Really?
We have a rotation of like three or four things that Allie and I are really confident in, or at least if I'm allowed to be involved.
What's the most confident family meal? Whether it's you or her that cooks it.
Buffalo chicken burgers would be, and that's like, if we're going to be rolling it out and like, here's something that you don't have every day.
Is it ground chicken?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
different buffaloes, okay. Buffalo seasoning, blue cheese on there. You can spice it up however you want beyond that, but that's something that we make that I don't know if is all that common elsewhere.
All right. That was from Mike. Thanks, everybody, for taking part in that today. CB, thanks so much for doing it. Buckeye Show with our man Dave Biddle and Patrick Murphy. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing about a 25-minute delay on westbound 670 between 33 and I-70. And there's a 5-minute holdup on southbound 315 from Ackerman Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage is a whole department inside your Macy's store where you can find last-minute gifts for everyone on your list, all for under $20. With new arrivals every day, you never know what amazing deals you'll find. Don't wait. Find a location at macysbackstage.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I've said this on the air, too. If I said to her, I said, look, if you ever want to kill me, like you feel like divorce is not good enough, I have to kill this guy, just tell me. Tell me and I'll help you do it so you get away with it. Or I'll do it myself. Because I don't, whatever I did, I guess it's my fault. Because it's so bad that you want to kill me. So I'm going to let you just kill me free of charge.
See, I wouldn't volunteer to be killed. I would then just say, well, I feel horrible about that. How about I just leave?
No, not good enough.
And I'm never in your life again. And why?
Must die.
Why?
Because then she's got to share the kids with you.
No,
all
I
that.
Mean,
yeah, I'm going to stay away from the kids.
I would miss them. Well, yeah, but then what? It's like, oh, good news. Now we didn't have to work that out because dad's dead. Like, I'm just saying, dad's left might be at least the kids could be older. And if they want to reconnect, that's on them. I'm just saying.
No, she wants your money too.
That, give her the money.
If you, well, you got to have something. What are you going to do? You're going to leave with nothing?
Start over. Start a new life.
What would you do if you started over?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, you just walked into a new town. You're a mystery man. Don't know anybody. You don't have any money. You have no skills.
That's a solid question. Well, first of all, I'd probably just go right to the world's oldest profession and just say,
I was going
to
say, that's what I would be qualified
to
do.
Easy scratch. You know
what
I mean?
I'd be hanging out at the train station, going in the bathroom and tapping my foot under the stall.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I would definitely make some money quickly and then figure it out from
there. Then figure it out. Yeah. After we bought a lot of mouthwash.
I'd get enough money to get a cell phone. Get an OnlyFans account, start raking in that cash.
I see.
And then within a few months, I own the town. And then I would start banning dances.
Somebody thinks highly of themselves.
And then I would start banning dances and say, no more of that, until a couple of youngsters said, we're going to dance in this town. And then Footloose happens in the new little Western town that I've created,
Footloose.
I guess.
Footloose. All right, yeah. Got it.
Also,
right, we're out of time. Come on.
Well, the other question Man's Droopy Sack had was, do you think that your wife could evade authorities afterwards?
No, she'd be too stupid. That's why I have to help her.
Evade is a good word, by the way. I like the word evade.
She'd leave too many clues.
My wife would be able to evade.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
She's crafty.
She's very crafty. She knows how to look things up and find things out and, you know, figure out what the next move is. She's stalked about everybody we've ever met. So, yeah, I mean, she knows how to get things done.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.